This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Robbie. He's out of the room.
Where is he?
That's okay.
Yes!
Oh, there he is.
You know what would be a funny tape to play?
What's that?
Not really.
What?
That one. That one. That one.
This one right now?
No. It wouldn't be funny, but it would be funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one.
That one.
Well, I think in the proper context.
Cut it out.
No, stop it.
Cut it out.
Let's fill this awkward moment.
Now you've got me curious. Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll have to hear the tape later in the proper context, because now, trust me, it's awful.
It would not be right.
It's awful.
Okay, all right. I'll take your word for it. And now he looks back and grins as though it's so awful that they want to play it.
No, not they.
You don't.
Don't say they.
He. He wants to play it.
He brought it up. I'm just glad she's...
What the hell is the tape?
I'm just glad she's well.
I brought it up simply to break the ice. Now, ice broken.
Very good.
Look at all that ice.
Ice, baby. Where was we yesterday?
Yeah. Where were we yesterday?
Yeah. Where was it?
We were here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had a little meeting yesterday.
We did. Now, we didn't have a meeting with lawyers yesterday.
No.
We didn't have a meeting with management.
No.
Nobody's pissed at us.
No.
We're not in any kind of trouble.
Right. We met amongst ourselves.
Right.
We had a meeting that started before the show, long before the show, and dragged on and lasted far after the show.
Yes, it did.
Give me una momento, because I want to spin a yarn here, but I have to be very careful and use legal ease.
You're going to need a sip of beverage there for that.
Well, yeah, there's a little ground to cover here, and it's a little bit delicate.
There has been on this show, noticeable to you, the home listener.
Yes.
A little undeniable tension going on behind the scenes, and I'll tell you why. I have to be careful because I signed a document with CBS, and I love CBS. Mm-hmm. They're great.
I know.
They mean everything to me.
No.
So let's talk.
So you don't say something like that.
You lost your credibility now.
See, you make me laugh right away with that.
Like, if you had signed a document, or if you had, let's say in theory, someone had done something that said they wouldn't talk bad.
Right.
You would preface, I love CBS. Yeah. But let's just talk about.
What I wouldn't do to sign a document.
Let's talk about a business. let's just use, in theory, the business of American Choppers.
All right. Good example.
So you have Paul Sr., who runs the business, mm-hmm. and he's got Paul Jr. and Mikey. Now, what if Paul Jr. and Mikey were standing there, and Paul Sr. said, I'm leaving the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping aside.
Okay.
Paul Sr. would probably be agitated if behind the scenes Paul Jr. and Mikey were not working together towards keeping the family company business together. If each of them were thinking about opening their own businesses, which was happening. So, in the interest of family, and for those of you who love the Don and Mike Show, today, tomorrow, whenever, thought it was really good to have one of those closed-door meetings. And as it turns out, there were some communication problems. Shock.
Well, there always are on a show like this.
But as it turns out, Paul Jr. and Mikey realize that there is more to be gained together that apart.
Well, that's sure. Absolutely true. I have no problem with anything you just said.
Right.
Same
and,
here.
And that's why there had been some tension. There is no more. I can speak no more on that.
Right. Neither can we, actually. So, you know.
So anyway, that's where we were yesterday. We were having a meeting. And the other part of the meeting that we were having, sad to announce, is that John Norman is no longer with us. He's still alive.
Yes.
He's just not our producer now.
Right.
And we like John, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
He's really a good stand-up guy and just not right for this particular position.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he knows that, and, you know, I can't speak for him, obviously, but, you know, so it was a, a lot of ground was covered yesterday in this meeting, and it went on as they well, they rarely go as long as that one went, but a lot of ground had to be covered, and I think everybody today, I can't speak for yesterday because there was so much that was covered that it was an unsettling day for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I think today, a lot of that that feeling has gone away, and there have been some good conversations with everybody on the show, mm-hmm. and everybody feels really good about going forward. And I really think that, you know, I think good things are coming, and I'm very excited about that. And really, that's all I can say about it
you
right now.
You two knuckleheads, just work it out.
All right. Well, that's been it's been worked out.
I know.
Is, you know,
and now it's up to
our decision.
Yeah. And that's what I'm wishing as well now.
Right.
Come on. The stars are all aligned.
Right.
Now, who will be our new producer? That answer is nobody. Nobody.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
So we're going to move on. We're going to do the show.
Good.
And hi, everybody. Sorry we weren't here. Rob Spiewak writes, Dear Don, mm-hmm. I was in that meeting all day yesterday. I don't remember discussing motorcycles at all.
He wasn't paying attention.
Maybe I tuned it out. I don't know. Well,
I got a nice seat in that meeting, too, just with looking at old Spiewak, legs splayed open.
Isn't that nice?
In his little easy chair right across the way. Were you making eye contact with me, too, sweetheart?
It was inviting, wasn't it?
Well, it turned me on. Yeah. I could hardly concentrate.
That's why the meeting
was. It's a big, heavy-duty meeting, and I couldn't concentrate because I was looking at you.
I didn't want the meeting to ever end. That's why I kept asking questions to Joe.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
can I say one thing in addition to that?
I love you guys and your tools, and I hope everything works out great.
You know, I do, too. And, you know, the thing I do want to say, the one thing, I think Buzz might have brought it up during the meeting. We have been going through an awful lot, everybody on this show, yourself included, Don. Mm-hmm. You've been going through a lot. You've gone through more than any human being should ever have to go through. That's the way I felt for a number of years. But the fact is, with all the crap that we've all been doing, and there have been all sorts of things going on behind the scenes, you know, we've treated each other, we really have, on this show and in person, we treat each other with respect and with, you know, and the fact is we all do like each other legitimately, and we always have. And I think that that's why this was something that, you know, it was really a clear-the-air meeting with everybody, you know, saying what was going on in their lives, what their feelings were, and it was very helpful. It was a cathartic meeting, and it was very good for everybody to get together. And I felt good, and I felt great today, and I hope to, I will feel good until my next meeting with management. You know, that's a joke. I actually feel very good about going forward. I'm very excited about it.
I'd like to represent you guys.
Yeah. Oh, and let me just say, I certainly look forward to a long association with Buzz and with Rob, uh-huh. and maybe even CBS. Thank you.
That's my guy. That's my guy. He speaks the truth. Uh-huh. He speaketh the truthest.
That's about all I'll say now because I haven't signed anything yet that says I can't say things about things. They might be thinking about that right now.
Things
about things.
Sure.
Come on. You got a chip in the big game.
Mm-hmm. I know I do. I'm feeling all full of myself today anyway.
I know. And you too, Buzz.
That's right.
You realize that now, you guys?
Yes.
Combined, I mean, you guys got a mega chip there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You got the mega chip.
Absolutely. It's fun. It's more fun today than it was yesterday.
So anyway, hi and welcome. Let's start with something that I think is timely and all, and also maybe will put us in the proper frame of mind. Poor Ellen.
Oh, yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Poor Ellen and that dog.
Yes.
Okay, let's roll it.
And how dare anyone out there make that family get rid of Iggy after all she's been through? She was adopted by Ellen,
yes.
who's a lesbian. She has two cats. And she was with a girl who turned out to be a weirdo, and a user, and a fake lesbian. And now she's with Portia de Rossi. And she doesn't have time for a custody battle. All you people care about is breeders and making money off of her.
Breeders.
She's a canine!
The dog.
What you don't realize is that Iggy is making all of these children happy. And none of you give a crap about her.
Iggy
has been making this family happy for weeks. And now you take her from them. Ellen spent $3,000 on that dog.
Oh, God.
And now you want more. More. Leave Iggy alone.
There you go.
That's it. Everybody does
You're lucky Ellen even came on TV for you bastards. Leave Iggy alone. Please.
And that might be where a normal show would stop.
Right.
The guy's got a second part. Oh,
the adoption agency talked about rules and that Ellen didn't follow the rules. She didn't take the proper steps to give her to another family. Speaking of rules, who made the rule that you could tear apart lives of this family and Ellen?
Ellen.
Thank you.
Well done.
That's my favorite part.
She's such a good actress.
Leave Ellen's dog alone. Right now.
No.
No.
I mean it. Leave her alone.
Right.
Okay. Anyone who has a problem with her, you can talk to me.
Gotcha.
The Don and Mike
Show. Well.
Hello.
Hi there.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
That would be the original.
Wow. Boring.
Well, sorry about that. Try this tape on for size.
Gay, like a homosexual?
Yes.
Good.
Let's look around this room.
I have never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
I got it.
I'm looking towards someone else in the room now.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
And now let me see. I'll close my eyes and look at myself.
Closeted homosexual.
And we all are.
These people have lost their minds.
Yeah. That was Cosby.
These people have lost their minds.
Cosby.
Raggeds and Rolls and Riesenheisen.
Here on America's number one network.
Right.
Here on America's number one network.
Honey, are you gay?
Here on America's number one network.
Well, what have we here?
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. All right, you may call.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, what's it look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not happy.
I know you're never happy, Paula. Here's Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Don and Mike!
Hi,
everybody!
And welcome back!
Welcome back to the film!
Welcome!
Welcome! The show's gonna be funny!
Yes.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
How are ye?
Don and Mike Show and SHI Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that spells
bad.
Poop.
Bad kid.
That spells number two.
You bad kid.
SHI Thursday on our phone number is the same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Let's get to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Buzz.
Howdy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Michael, are you going to be okay when Boston loses? You're not
yeah.
going to be off tomorrow, are you, buddy?
No, I'm going to be okay. I don't like you calling me Michael. I'd rather have you call me Mike. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get a little rise out of me. And, you know, I know that all the press is there about the Red Sox not caring and all this stuff. And
oh,
you know
my.
What? If they come back, they come back. I'm not
Manny
optimistic.
Ramirez.
It'd be tough to. What are you saying? What?
What do you think of Manny Ramirez?
I think it's overblown. Well, I think, frankly, he's got perspective that everybody should have. I really do. I think that's the way the guy is, and that's the way most of the guys that play Major League Baseball and any other sport are, because otherwise, I got news for you, they'd crumble under the pressure.
Mike, for those who don't read the sports pages.
Yes, you might want to give people an update, Don.
Jim Shorts on sports with you.
Jim, can you share with everyone what the big controversy is with Manny Ramirez and what he said up in Boston?
One of the many not American players for the Boston Red Sox said recently, if the Red Sox don't win and go to the World Series, it's no big deal.
Not the end of the world.
Wow. Not the end of the world was the quote.
And big, big controversy with that statement.
Jim Shorts with more in 20.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What do you think of Josh Beckett's ex-girlfriend going to sing the national anthem there?
I didn't know that.
How come so many Red Sox fans sound like babbling idiots?
Because they are, Don. After years and years of mental torture at the hands of their team, we're just a bunch of blithering idiots. That's what
Go
we are.
Go Rockies! Go Rockies!
Okay, all right. All right.
Have a good
fine.
Day, buddy.
All right. What, is there...
He called you buddy, but you know, he didn't mean buddy.
Boy, you know, I had no opinion on the Colorado Rockies until this very moment. What a shame. I mean, an entire franchise.
Oh.
And I'm turned off to them by that one caller.
Don't let that shape your fragile opinion. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, hi.
Fragile.
Hello.
Hey, when you guys were on holiday the other day, Joe Ardinger played a song, Oxygen, I think is the name of it, by a band named Sweet.
Yes.
So local rock station says, call in for your request. And so I call that in. And how come when you call in a request, they never play a song?
Well,
why is that?
Do we have to have this lecture again about radio? Well,
all right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
If you believe any radio station that plays the box of records, CDs, whatever you want to call them, when they say call in for your favorites, you never get what you want played.
No.
The guy's going from a list. They got no choice. It's some guy in an office somewhere who's looking at research the same way that McDonald's does research to decide what you little brains like hearing on the radio.
We've always said if they actually did take requests and really did play what people wanted to hear, you know, be luck of the draw. Sometimes it would suck, but sometimes it might be really good.
Well, that was the promise of the all Jack radio format.
Or
Fred or whatever they're calling.
Wasn't it supposed to be like somebody's iPod?
Yeah, right. We play anything we want, except
crazy.
Hey, guess what? What we want to play is the same 300 songs we played when we were known as an oldies station.
Right.
Right.
But it didn't work out that way.
Da 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 da. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey Don, you want to go to Green Bay with me?
Okay.
I have Jim Shorts. I think, you know, I only go to Green
Bay. I can pick you up. I got 3 tickets.
I only go with Jews. Only if you're a Juden.
I come pick you up and oil you.
See you there. You can oil me, and then we'll go have a nice meal at Lambeau Field with Jews for Packers.
Have yourself a nice brat.
I'll fudge pack you.
Oh, dear. I don't think that's going to see the light of air.
I think that will.
Really?
You're a fudge packer? Yeah.
Somebody's got to make the candy.
Somebody works at Candy Kitchen.
Yes. Nice, delicious candy.
What we've been reduced to.
I know.
My God. The things we have to dance around now.
It's silly, isn't it?
My God.
We are good dancers.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You guys are the best. I love your show. And I know you don't take requests, but when you're doing the quiz show tapes with the old guy, I keep waiting for Mike to answer as Charlie. The guy keeps asking for Charlie.
You mean Charles Van Doren Sr.?
Well, isn't the guy in the movie that you're fixated on is the
That's
old guy.
That's Paul Scofield.
Right? And the guy that I'm fixated on in that movie is Rob Morrow.
Rob Morrow with his cigar, because he's also got the dialect. But I believe that Professor Van Doren Sr. has that's the way he talks, perhaps, in real life.
Right.
Well, what have we here?
Look at that, Charlie.
But yes. I think the caller wants Charlie Stewing Stabile.
Well, you can't have him.
I know, but I'm just trying to be clear.
Charlie comes out when Charlie comes out. I think we've demonstrated that with Tom Gavin over the years.
I know that Charlie hated the movie Quiz Show.
He didn't follow it.
You can't always give the listeners what they want.
It moved at a breakneck pace.
That's right, Jerry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wasabi and the mashed potatoes, Mike. I never thought of that. You're awesome!
I didn't get it. I didn't get the last part of it.
Let me ask you this. At your restaurant, do you have wasabi mashed potatoes?
No.
Oh, well, this guy thought you did and loved them.
Hello,
well,
Don,
maybe they had
show.
Them on special. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
Hello there. Thanks.
Look around, cafe.
What? Pop in and drink.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
First time, long time.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, immediate.
Last follow focation.
So long.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Leave Manny Ramirez alone. Right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
You know, as not a, I am not a diehard baseball fan like you, But tonight is going to be a tough choice. Why is it everything is on?
Yep.
Always
happens to work out that way
at the same time. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I don't have enough. I don't have enough DVRs for this. I don't have enough eyes for this.
Right.
CSI on one channel, mm-hmm. The Office on the other channel,
right. Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox on one channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my chick wants to watch Grey's Anatomy on all. There's something on all the channels tonight.
Yeah, I mean it's going, and I mean it's a very, very frustrating. A lot of people ask me why they had the day in between, and I'm not quite sure why. I understand if they're traveling to a different city.
That's stupid.
You have a delay, but mm-hmm. they have the Wednesday off for a reason I didn't know.
A meeting, I think.
It was a meeting. They were having a meeting.
Uh-huh. A big team meeting.
That's
hello,
right.
Don and Mike show.
Where the Red Sox decided they'd get together and send out a message to Manny Ramirez to say, we don't care if we lose.
And then they sent John Norman down to the minors, but wished him good luck.
Absolutely.
Said he's a good guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Johnny Norman sitting at home listening to this with steam coming out of his ears.
No, actually, John is, as far as we know, has gone on to other things with CBS. We would not wish anything bad for John.
Yeah, Johnny says,
honest to God,
that's a Jimmy Kimmel reference.
Oh, really?
Well, thank you, thank you. I guess I'm not up on my Kimmel.
I guess I should TiVo all the Jimmy Kimmel episodes.
No, on Monday Night Football, he was in the booth with
the guys. Hold on. I know what you're talking about. I apologize. I know exactly what you're talking about. When Jimmy Kimmel was on Monday Night Football this past week, I should have mentioned that he was hilarious because he came into the booth and the first thing he did was say, "Where's Theismann?"
Great. Fantastic.
And he would not let it go. And when they went to the shot of the four of them, he looked around and he said, "Well, this is really great, but where's Joe Theismann?"
That's great.
And what did I read online?
Hope somebody sent that to Theismann if he wasn't watching it.
Oh yeah. Theismann put out a statement today saying that it's turned into the Tony Kornheiser show.
Yeah, I read that.
And Monday Night Football put out a statement saying Jimmy Kimmel is never invited back again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Pretty sure
that's part of their problem.
It.
They're too uptight.
You're right.
God, you know, I hate to, because he's a friend of ours. We've known him for a long time. But you know, you wonder where's that coming from? Where's that uptightness coming from? That you know that he walks in and there's the tension. You know, I hope it's not coming from Corny. I hope it's not coming from Corny.
Oh, I think the problem is that they got their new deal there. They got their new guys there, and good for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
That in the middle of a blowout game, and I didn't see it.
This is funny hearing about it.
I had to see a replay that somebody sent me. In the middle of this nothing game where they're just filling time, that's all he's doing is focusing on.
That's too good. Where's
Theismann?
That's too good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that.
Sure, there, boy. It's good there, boy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Britney Spears is not allowed to see her children at all now.
Tell me something we didn't know.
Please, don't tell me you're calling like we didn't know that.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
There goes my splashy lead story.
Now we have to have you turned into hot dog.
I got an urgent text. I knew you guys would want to know.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This comes from Super Dave in New Orleans, and he's got himself a job in the food service industry.
He's moved to New Orleans?
And this is how the text reads. I have a job now at Cafe Giovanni's in the Quarter, and I'm fixing to move to more permanent housing.
Oh.
I have email, best, Super Dave.
I'm so happy for him.
Great. Do you think he's living like in a FEMA trailer
down
there?
He's living. I can't imagine how bad. I mean, really, if he's saying he's moving to more permanent.
My God.
It's not like he's down there staying at the Royal Sonesta.
It's not saying permanent, just more permanent.
More permanent.
Might as well walk around with a sign that says, rape me, rob me, roll me.
I hope he does okay down
there. I'm at Cafe Giovanni.
But if he's in the Quarter, he's working in a good part of town.
Yeah.
I mean, the Quarter is an island unto itself down there.
Right. Do we want to call him?
Oh, we got to.
Sure.
We got to.
Sure.
Yeah,
I do. I'll get him on the phone.
That'd be great. Super Dave, live from his brand new gig in New Orleans.
And then I have to share with you.
Share it right now. Share it, please.
I will share with you. I decided that I would structure it this way when I'm talking about my brush with D-level at the very best. And I'm D-level celebrity might be giving this person too much credit, but I'm not sure. I've read about this person as a D-lister. That's the way he's referred to.
I look forward to grading this celebrity.
Before I tell my story, I figured it helps to get the celebrity out of the way before I tell the story of how this happened. Okay, so I will play the guessing game as far as the D-lister celebrity. I will tell you that, personally, I would not have been aware of this celebrity had it not been for an incident that happened recently. All right, that's my first hint.
An incident recently.
Think D-list.
I need more of a hint than that, my friend.
Okay, you're going to get it rather quickly. This person, this person, it would be known as infamous, not famous.
Someone in trouble.
Someone who did something very bad, and that's really how he made a name for himself.
Andy Reid's sons.
No. No, but that's, I think you're in the ballpark, you know?
Can we put the game on hold for a moment?
Absolutely. We've got Super Dave on the line.
We'll come right back.
Good.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Line seven. Hey, Super Dave.
Yes, right here, down at my...
You're down in New Orleans, Super Dave.
Hey. Yes, I am.
Good for you.
Are you living in a FEMA trailer?
No, I'm not. I'm getting ready to move into a real apartment on Marengo Street.
Where were you living before?
I'm staying with my aunt for the time being.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Very okay, nice. So you're moving into your own apartment?
Right.
How do you like New Orleans compared to Baltimore?
It's great. Everybody's friendlier, and everything's great. Got a job.
Oh, it's good
down
for
here
you.
At Cafe Giovanni with Chef Du.
Cool. What is your job at Cafe Giovanni?
Same thing I was doing at McDonald's and Pizza Hut, washing pots and everything.
Dishwashing and cleaning the windows and things like that?
I don't clean windows,
good,
but I wash pots. Sometimes tank dishes. I do a lot of odds and ends.
Hey, Dave, you see any girls' boobs when you're down there?
Not so much right now, but a Mardi Gras, they'll
yeah
be all over the place.
All over. That'd be boob city for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's right a lot of that down there. So in your free time, when you like to go out and have a cold beer, you can go to some of the joints down there, right?
I know Coyote Ugly is right here.
He knows his bars.
Sure.
He knows his bars with the ladies.
Is there a Hooters right down there, Dave?
Yes, there is. It's in Mattery. And then there's one on the West Bank that's a little more difficult to get to. Uh-huh.
I've never heard you in your monotone happier.
Yeah, he does sound good.
Yeah.
Dave, what about what we've noticed when we've been to the Crescent City before? And, of course, we're all for the rebuilding of New Orleans.
Of course.
I'm hoping that right I'm hoping that one thing that occurred with Katrina is maybe the smell of urine got washed off the city. Does it smell like a urinal still in New Orleans? Super Dave, go.
It smells a whole lot better.
Oh, good. And you're happy there, and you're eating well, I'm sure, because you're in the seat of great food in America, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, I am. True.
What's your favorite dish down there, Super Dave?
I definitely like the muffalata.
Oh, muffalata sandwich, yeah.
Great.
Right.
Oh, good for you.
So
next time you all are down, you definitely got to come have muffalatas and Giovanni's and everything.
So Giovanni's, we'll look it up when we're down there.
Where do you see yourself in 6 months?
I'd like to be in my own apartment, which I should be soon, and like to kind of right now playing it by ear, but I would like to still be at Giovanni's and get some experience and some
right
good words.
Get some Mater D time in.
Mater D.
Right.
Have you made some new friends down in New Orleans?
Yes, I have.
No bad touch, right?
Right.
Have you gotten yourself a lap dance yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you'll have time to do that.
I know some friends and I are going to one of those establishments sometime real soon, and we'll probably do something along the line.
All right, make sure that you got a nice clean pair of pants when you do that.
I know.
Have you had a happy ending since you've been in New Orleans proper?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of energy that's just churning up inside you.
That's right. Maybe you can find yourself a girlfriend, Super Dave.
Right. I've got some possibilities.
There you go. See, you're always hustling. I like that.
Right.
Just make sure in New Orleans, make sure you check the package, because it could be a man, baby.
Yeah, they do that down there. You got to be careful. Hey, do you still have your nice clothes that we bought you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Have you gotten a chance to wear them out?
I haven't worn them out completely.
Right.
Because I save them for better things.
Good for you.
But I wear the pants and my shirt at Giovanni's.
Oh, so you do? You wear it at Giovanni's. Good for you. So you always look sharp.
Right.
Good for you.
How's the Febreze doing?
It's doing good.
Uh-huh. But of course, now that you're living with your aunt, you're living with your aunt and uncle, right?
Right.
So you got.
And now we have a regular shower.
Oh, good for you.
I'm able to take care of myself.
Oh, so you
no longer
you no longer have to bathe with Febreze.
Do you take a shower every day, Super Dave?
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Oh
good
my God,
you
must be so squeaky clean.
Right, because that's the place in Baltimore. All I had was that bathtub overhead shower head.
You're getting along well with your aunt and uncle?
Yes, I am.
Say hi to them for us, will you, please?
Sure.
They must be very nice people.
Very nice.
That's good.
Do you have any open sores?
No, I don't.
Good.
Good man.
You're the man, Super Dave.
Right.
You are. Hey. Well, are you going to come back to this area anytime soon?
I'm thinking about probably in the spring or something.
Okay.
After the holidays and Mardi Gras and all that slow down.
Good. Good for you.
I'll have to ask Chef Duke when the best time is to leave for a couple of weeks.
Sure. Absolutely.
Head on up.
Oh, dear. They're coming to get you, Super Dave.
Right.
All right. Nice talking with you. And good luck in New Orleans, Dave.
Right, and I do have the email, so you all can email me anytime.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
You got it. Go Saints.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Don't touch the food.
Bye.
No matter what Chef Dude says, don't touch
Chef
it.
Dude.
Chef Dude.
No, I like that.
Chef Duke.
Oh, Chef Duke.
Very important.
Oh, Chef Duke.
That.
Yeah, she said Chef's Duke?
No, it's right. Oh, he's still there.
Hi, Dave.
D-U-K-E.
All right. All right.
Go get a muffalata.
And give Drew Brees a pep talk.
Right. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Go to that famous place we like so bad. That cafe.
It's Desire Cafe.
Yes. And we like Cafe Dumont.
Cafe Dumont is what I was thinking. That place you get the coffee.
Right. Mm.
And I hope Tom Gavin is also happy.
He's still on the line, Don.
Don't touch the food.
I'm what?
Right.
I thought it was our place that you liked. Now it's been replaced by the place that you go to with him.
Oh, it's me.
That's real jealousy coming out right there. That's real jealousy. I thought it was the Desire Cafe where you liked the popcorn shrimp.
Well, I did. That was a nice lunch.
And then I realized you're talking about the place you go with him.
Yes, for beignets and coffee.
It's because he's up at 6 o'clock in the
That's
morning.
That's right. I know.
Mike is sometimes still up.
Occasionally, I am.
Rob and I have great memories there of watching the hookers as the trash is being swept.
Really, a lot of people don't ever do it, but because it's hard to get up early in New Orleans.
It's great to be there.
New Orleans, first thing in the morning, is amazing.
If you're going to go to that place, Cafe Du Monde, you want to go earlier than later because like at 10 o'clock, forget it. It's over.
No, but you go down there like we went down like 6:30, right?
We saw that whore that was arguing with someone that put one of those clamps on her car.
Oh, yeah, boot.
Yeah, the boot on her car. She was all dressed up like, I mean, because it's New Orleans.
Right.
She saw a man in a suit throw up.
Really?
Yeah,
we did.
So you guys were there like at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, my God.
That's the best time to go down there.
I'll remember that when I'm coming in.
Please do. Stop by.
I'll be the guy in the suit that throws up.
Hey, hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, bud. Hey, did Tom Gavin just shoot himself in the head?
I think you're giving Tom Gavin way too much credit.
I don't think you could hit his head.
Would bounce off. It's like it's all iron plated.
I think it'd just be a ricochet to begin with, off a wall or something. I don't think he'd be able to hit his cranium.
He'd be firing rounds up into the ceiling.
I miss.
You know he'll be calling too. Now
let's play that game. Well, we don't have to take the call, Mike.
I know we don't.
That's how that game is played.
I know.
Remember, we're the ones with the candy shell in our brains, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
I am very, very upset with you guys.
Of course, fake caller. Why are you fakely upset?
Because you guys had Super Dave on the phone and you didn't tell him to sing A Horse with No Name. And he went to a great job.
Wait. Have we ever asked Super Dave to sing A Horse with No Name?
Every time I request
it's a great idea. Maybe sure. Next time we have Mom, we'll do that.
Oh, man, he would blow that song out of the water, you guys. Buy some new clothes.
I was an idea guy anyway. Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Matt?
What's happening?
What?
Matt.
I'm sorry.
I like that. I want to be Matt today for the rest of the show.
Matt,
I mean, Mike. Mike, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need to stop smoking
weed. Better
than
Michael.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Anyway, Mike, I'm sorry about your Red Sox, man.
What do you mean, excuse me? The series is continuing tonight. It's not over yet.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to make you mad or anything, Mike.
I don't want to make you mad either, sir, and I should probably remind you that teams have come back from 3-1 deficits before. Oh, as a matter of fact, teams have come back from 3-0 deficits.
But there's
before.
No bloody sock.
Yeah, there isn't. You know what? And that's a good point. I'm inclined to almost agree with you there.
Wow.
Well, let me say it.
Doesn't feel the same as 2004.
Well, anyway, I got some good solace for you.
They could get a bloody saga. They invited Amy Winehouse to show up.
Oh,
God. It's a good luck charm.
And I like working Amy Winehouse into the show now.
Anything.
And her gap.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, Buzz. You may think she's hot. She, to me, is a piece of dog feces.
You ever see it when she's on stage with her mouth open and they show that side shot where she's missing like two teeth?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's delightful.
Oh, wow. She is walking number two. She really is.
It's uncleanable.
Hot as balls.
She makes Courtney Love look like an ivory girl.
Agreed. Yeah. And her lovely pompadour weave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day, y'all.
Oh, well, hey, great chatting with you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I love that discourse. That was great.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Standard greeting we use on this planet. Hello.
I wanted to answer Mike's question about why they took a day off between game 4 and 5.
Okay. You know, I'm just sitting here waiting for you, sir. You seem to be having a little trouble getting your thoughts together.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Let's not talk about why there's a delay between game 4 and 5. Let's talk about why there's such a delay between us picking up the telephone and you just saying whatever the hell it is you want to say.
Okay, well, they take a delay between 4 and 5 because they used to have 5-man rosters on their pitching staff, but now they're usually down to 4, and their fifth starter is usually kind of crappy anyway. So they want that extra day of rest for their extra starter.
Is that in the rule? Is that in the rule, kind of crappy?
Yeah, that's a good kind of crappy. Exactly. Crappy.
Well, you know, I'm glad you cleared it up for us.
No, thank you. No problem.
Thank you very much.
I could help you out.
Thanks for calling, Mr. DeMoss. There.
They always enjoy this.
Well, what have we here?
What have we here, Charlie?
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What is up?
Now, everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. It don't take no rhythm.
I love this guy. He's doing Billy Squire.
Stroke.
Could you do Everybody Wants You?
No.
No, you can't do that. How about, can you do anything from the Rolling Stones for Joe Arger?
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Thank you, and we thank you.
I love that.
The Fred Rogers guy could learn a little from you,
oh,
my friend.
Absolutely.
You got me?
And he's with out. Frequency of visitation. So.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
These are all the sex offenders in our neighborhood.
Looks like your computer has chicken pox.
Those are sex offenders. These people live in our neighborhood.
Well, I'll skip their houses when we're trick-or-treating. What do you want me to do? Form a posse? Got your six-shooter on you? I got my lynching rope.
You shouldn't take it so lightly.
I don't take it lightly. You know, I'm not going to go over to any of these people's houses and say, hey, you mind, can you babysit?
The Don and Mike Show.
My kids are mad.
I mean, I guess it worked like you told me not to smoke pot all those years, and then I found out you were smoking pot that whole time.
Not the whole time, just in the evenings and all day every weekend.
God. Damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
You digging wow, this? Foo Fighters.
Ah, yes.
Doing Band on the Run. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would like to tell Mike O'Meara why the real reason is that they have the day off between Game 4 and Game 5.
Hold on a second, my friend.
That's tight.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about my D-list celebrity.
Thank you, Mike. Almost forgot about that.
That's right. I don't want to talk about why there's a day off because you know what? It doesn't really matter, does it? Because they had the day off, and now they're playing tonight.
Let's play the game about the D-list celebrity.
I want to live in the now and talk about last night. Okay. No, so we were at the guessing game, and I figured the best way to give you another hint would be to tell you what this person is not. All right?
Okay.
This person is not an actor.
Okay.
This person is not a sports figure.
Aye, aye, aye.
And there are many categories where this person is not.
Is this person a boy or a girl?
A boy.
And is it primarily
a boy?
A boy.
A boy.
And think D-list.
Primarily a D.C. area D-lister or
no.
A national D-lister?
National D-lister.
Man or woman?
A man.
A man, baby.
A man boy.
A man boy.
A man boy.
Someone you'd see on Perez Hilton a lot?
Yes. Not a lot, but you would.
That's
yeah, you would
level,
see him there.
A candidate for it, like Cato Kalin.
This is, and incidentally, that's and let me preface this.
Is Joey?
I believe this is just my opinion, and I mean this only in the best possible way, because I chatted with this individual for a long time last evening. Uh-huh. I will tell you that I think you're all going to be very disappointed when this comes out.
Oh, good.
I have to say that because I want to be as honest as
is
I
it
can about it.
As great as Joey Fatone, or as bad as Joey Buttafuoco?
Yeah. Good guess. Boy, that's a tough way that you phrase that question. I don't think Joey Buttafuoco, I don't think it's the stature of Joey Buttafuoco.
Whoa.
But I think it's more recent than Joey Buttafuoco.
Okay.
And even that's a stretch. You know? Is that me?
Oh, a D-lister is calling you.
That is a pretty ring.
All right. I'm turning that off.
Mike.
This is going to happen. I swear to God. I do that thing where I touch the side of it, and I swear to God it's going to happen that the phone's going to be broken pretty soon because it's happening way too much to me. I'm really into this quiz. I'm really trying to get you guys
popular.
To guess. Yeah.
Was that a D-lister on your phone?
No, that was. I don't believe so, and I don't care if it was.
How about when
wasn't.
Rob's phone kept going off during that meeting yesterday?
Oh, my God. And our phones all have the same ringer. Have you noticed that? We all have that same
genuine ring. I love when it rings because we all
ring.
Look for it. Does this person break the law?
You know, I don't know whether this person has broken the law, but based on conversations last night, it could happen.
10 down, 5 to go. Dorothy Kilgallen.
No. This is a person.
I don't think that was a guess.
Look,
I know.
And here you go. Nationwide, okay, here's another hint. Okay. Anybody, for the people that know him, and that's not necessarily the whole country, the people that know him probably don't like him, probably hate him.
Dan Cook.
No, but no, and way
too
not
high.
Even.
I know there's someone we don't like.
You're right,
and it's all right. So that's the best hint that I could have.
Has he been in any commercials?
Probably.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Been on TV?
Yes.
Like on Comedy Central?
No.
Is he like a pundit?
No. Definitely not.
And not a singer.
No, there's a category. It's a gaping category. As soon as I mention
gaping.
The category.
I'll show you my gaping category.
The category, once I say it, you'll probably get it very quickly. And you'll also sigh with disappointment when I give you the category.
I can't wait to be disappointed.
Reality television is the category.
Still, it could, Mike, there's so many of them.
Richard Hatch.
I know.
Boston Rob.
Corey Feldman.
No. Think more evil than Richard Hatch.
More evil than Richard Hatch? Johnny Fairplay?
Yes.
Hey, that is disappointing.
Isn't that disappointing?
Did you deck him?
I told you it was going to be disappointing.
Did you deck him?
No, I didn't hit him. But I'll tell you, after spending some time with him, I wanted to hit him.
See?
John Fairplay?
I wanted to hit him. And this is how it happened. I'm in the joint having dinner. And
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
The hostess comes up to me and says.
You never know who's going to be in Mike's place.
The hostess comes up to me and
you
says.
You won't go hungry and you
seriously,
won't go
I'm
broke.
Sitting there and the hostess comes up to me and says, Johnny Fairplay is on the phone for you. And I've got a mouthful of food, and I go, yeah, right. Because seriously, not that it was that he's that big, but it's like, you know, there's just no connection there. There's
right.
So I said, yeah, right. Listen, tell him I can't come to the phone right now, but I'd love to call him, get his home number and his cell number. So you know, I have, half an hour goes by. She comes back over. She hands me a piece of paper with the phone number on it, right? Mm-hmm. And the phone number's got a 213 area code. Now, you guys are good at area
Los
codes.
Angeles.
I'm not.
LA.
But I said, I see what I thought in my paranoia. I said, oh, that looks like Sacramento to me. Uh-huh. And I take the phone number, and I scrunch it up, and I throw it in the trash.
That's the 916, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, the 916.
916. So,
getting it done in the 916.
213, and I throw it away. Mm-hmm. I'm still eating. 15, 20 minutes goes by. This group of people comes in, and then because I had the name in my head,
right,
and because of the stuff with Danny Bonaducci where it was all over TMZ, I didn't watch the Survivor this guy was on where he lied about his grandmother dying.
Me either.
And I definitely watched the thing with TMZ where he got face planted into the stage. So I recognized this guy right away, and I said, and I'm just sitting there like food going, I know you, dude. I know you, dude. And he comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, I guess it really was you. Sorry about that. He's from Virginia.
That's why he
was floating around.
How do his teeth look?
Virginia. His teeth were totally effed up. They were not.
Oh, sure. Unfortunate.
They were. I got the. Believe me. It was not. I got the whole everything.
You're telling that Danny Bonaducci just re-signed with CBS Radio?
I did not tell him that. I didn't tell him that. But he was talking about that he was not. He was still in pain, and he was going through the litany of things that that he was going to do with that. And you know, because of the circumstances, it was a bigger deal to me because I'd gotten that phone call and said, this is BS. I don't know, you know.
Do you think the reason behind the phone call was like he wanted something in the back room?
I don't know.
Like, I'm Johnny Fairplay.
No.
I'd like to come to your restaurant.
The glory hole.
No, I'll tell you something. He's one horny guy. I mean, he is about the horniest guy I've ever spoken to. And I mean, that was a large part of his. He's a little man. He's a slight man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a slight man with his hands, which were noticeable. I can only equate to the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Tiny dove-like hands.
Yeah, the dove-like hands.
Little
but he
child
was also,
hands.
You know, I mean, and I'm sitting there, and, you know, it was tough because at a certain point, I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and I said, it's time to go. But during the time that you know, I was polite and sat down with him, and it was interesting because he talks about all his little celebrity encounters that he's had because of this reality
show.
Did
he have, like, an entourage with him?
Yeah, two guys that were from Virginia that were, you know, just hanging out with them.
Did you comp an appetizer?
I comped a lot. I bought them their dinner.
Oh, very nice.
I bought them their dinner because of my faux pas in not recognizing the reality series star when he was in there. And it was funny because it was not like the excitement generated when NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin came into the restaurant.
May I break in with this bulletin?
Yes.
You are right.
Right.
I'm incredibly disappointed.
I know you would be. I knew you would. But hey, did I sell it properly?
Name in the news.
Did I tell you D-lister?
No, here's the thing.
I loved the guessing game.
D-lister? Is that not accurate?
Yeah. He's definitely higher, though, than Andy Reid's sons.
Definitely higher than that.
No pun intended.
He's definitely below Joey Buttafuoco. Mm-hmm. Even now, wouldn't you say? Or is he at that level?
No. Joey Buttafuoco is infamous.
Yeah.
Well, Joey Buttafuoco is timeless.
But here's the deal. Here's the one thing that this guy has that makes him stand out. This is the guy that told the greatest lie in the history of the show about his grandmother dying, and that's where that's where he got his notoriety.
That's like saying I'm the king of the special. It's like that movie with the guy that wasn't retarded entered the Special Olympics.
I think I sold it right though. Because for two reasons, because I didn't know him that well. And I didn't know whether it might be because I'd seen the thing on TMZ.
You're the most
with the face plant.
Most memorable villain from a reality series in the last 3 years. Of course, America got sick of reality series about 7 years ago. Hey, Mike, I'm surprised.
You know, you could say that to him, and he'd love it. If you said that to him, that's the personality he has.
He'd run up and hug you with his tiny, thin arms.
He would definitely. He likes being the a-hole. He likes that.
What was he drinking?
He enjoys that, huh?
What was he drinking?
He was drinking beer and I think water.
Uh-huh.
He was drinking beer,
good
water.
To stay hydrated.
And he ate a bowl of potato soup.
Mm.
He like inhaled it in kind of a gross way.
John Fairplay.
It was John Fairplay Dalton.
That's his name. That's right.
Yes,
JFD.
Yes. John Fairplay Dalton.
Okay.
Perhaps you'll come back.
Yeah, disappointment is written all. Of course, I told you it'd be disappointing, but It beats just sitting out there with the regular guys eating my steak.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, since you guys were gone yesterday,
Wednesday night in effing Manassas. Give me a break.
Yes, hello, what?
Since you guys were gone yesterday, are you going to make us laugh today?
No.
What do you mean?
You're usually on Wednesdays, you do make us laugh.
Oh, yeah, we do that every Wednesday because we follow a calendar on that.
Well, yesterday was Wednesday and you guys weren't didn't do it.
Well, we don't do it every Wednesday. We never have.
Oh, okay.
What makes you think we do it every Wednesday?
I'm in Vermont. I just started listening to you guys since you came on.
Well, if you just started listening, how can you think we do it all the time?
Hold on. I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He's saying he just started listening. He must think that we're like other radio shows.
That's it.
If you hear something funny one day of the week, you must think that we're like radio robots that, hey, it's Wednesday. It's Make Us Laugh Day. No, not a chance, my friend.
Not at all.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Who do you think we are, Johnny Fairplay?
Who knows?
We offer up mediocrity in many different shades on many different days.
John Dalton.
Jack.
Thank you. Now piss off. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, no.
No. No, no, no.
You know who I am?
You better have stepped up your game, friend.
Only too well.
Michael Jackson.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what?
Already bad.
One time I asked to use the restroom.
The recording is so bad, like they all are now, that I can't understand them. The only one I can understand is Fred Rogers.
I was just making some popcorn.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even ask for it this time.
Yeah.
That's really
that was a desperation move.
How do you know?
So bad.
You know what?
Child.
It's like Ma Geronimo used to say to me.
I've helped many children, thousands of children.
Seriously, guests are like seafood. They stink after 3 days. We've taken these phone calls too long. You got to pick it up, my friend. Here's your competition. You got the guy with the trumpet.
Real heavy equipment.
You got the guy with the trumpet. You got the guy with the Hulk Hogan soundboard.
You mean the pan flute or the trumpet?
And the pan flute. Different guys. Yeah, uh-huh. Different guys. And the guy that just called with his theatrical, dramatic Shakespearean readings of rock lyrics.
Love those.
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we've seen it and heard it.
When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Ha, ha.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
It's
A kid's doctor, yes.
Just hanging on by a thread with that. That made me smile, and I couldn't.
Children when they're ill.
That's right.
I picture
but
this
he's
guy,
done it before, right?
Well,
I picture this guy really sweating right now. Bullets.
The guy with the soundboard.
Have you ever had a checkup?
Yeah, I had one this morning.
Did any of it hurt?
Not really hurt, but it wasn't comfortable.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it?
Well, he let the nurse do that.
Shots are like big pinches. Like but the hurt goes away after a while.
What if you
That's
get a
something that I know for sure.
What if you get a shot in your butt?
Yeah.
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 Thanks.
Yeah.
There are no
That's
such
the answer.
Things
yeah.
as real monsters.
What was that, Fred?
There are no such things as real monsters.
And he gets closer to the edge.
I like it when we all simultaneously tire of something.
Hope he doesn't fall.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
Yeah. What is that?
Much like this call, they're extinct.
Yeah, I was going to say, this bit is a dinosaur.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look
I'm sorry. This is your absolute last shot. Hit us with your best stuff.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
Tell her to suck it.
Suck it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
What would you say to her?
I'd say this is probably the most tired thing that we've done in weeks.
All right, fine.
Okay. Well, then let's part as friends. You get your ass together, get some new sounds, and call back.
And you had a great run.
About
I mean, you're
make-believe about musical instrument.
No.
We don't want to hear about the sticks and the holes.
No, it's been a good initial run, and Don has invited you back. And
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
We've heard about the listen, dude. Listen, this is now where we're having to push you out of the door.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're Fred Rogers.
You're yesterday's
Joe Negri.
You're yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You know you're rapidly wearing out that second invite.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Take care, Fred.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish, and then I'll go out and wait for you. There aren't either any
lines. Oh.
He's playing all of them at once.
Anybody instrument make believe about and musical instrument and hose.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Yeah. Okay, now hang up.
I
now
think
would be
you must want 143-6870.
Now just hang up. Please
bye.
Say bye.
Bye. Oh my God. Okay. I like it when he played all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did, yeah,
did he save it or not?
I don't know. He, at the end there when he played all the sounds, I liked it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, turn that radio down. Big knob, please turn it to the left.
When you're walking down the hall and you feel something fall. Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
How do you not laugh at that?
When you're walking up a ladder, you feel something splatter. Diarrhea. Diarrhea. I love you guys.
You have promised you might be a regular caller.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Maybe. Welcome, friend.
Send you down to the minors.
Thank you, sir. I love you guys.
Send you to the Rockford Peaches. Let you work with the girls' team.
Anytime, my friend.
I am so still in eighth grade.
Is this the Mike Landis guy?
Yes, sir.
Wow. But he modified his act,
yeah.
Huh?
He's keeping
golden ear, Mike.
That's fantastic.
Keeping it fresh.
Is there anyone here you'd like to speak to?
Is Sue there?
Sue Balco, hold on a second. Sue Balco, come to the phone right now.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike.
Hi. Hey, Balco. What's happening, manimal?
Hi, Sue.
I miss you guys tremendously.
Hey, Sue, do your balls itch?
Yes, sir, every day. Inside right. And out.
Sure hope we get rain, Sue.
Yes, sir. We will never get rain ever again. Actually, we will get rain right now.
Goodbye. Hang up now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sirs. Bye-bye.
Sue Palka calling.
Good ear on that one.
Old friend.
Boy, it was his little entree back into the show.
Oh, no, he's not back.
No, he's not back permanently.
He's out. He's out. I think the other guy's on his last, absolute last chance, the Fred Rogers guy. Because he did kind of save it with the playing all of them at the same time, right?
Right, absolutely.
But he can't go to that again.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to come up with
it. You go the opposite of what people expect you to hear. That's what Fair Play was saying to me last night.
Okay, more shows coming right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wasn't I talking?
You were, yes, talking and talking and talking.
Charlie's famous, like Elvis Presley.
I'm like Leopold of Belgium, usurped by his son before his time.
I suppose that makes me King Baudouin.
No. Next birthday, we'll get a dirty limerick.
I certainly hope so.
Ah, John.
Yeah.
Yes. Dirty limerick.
Well, what have we here?
Look under my robe, John.
See, and now it's Paul McCartney. Get jokes?
Uh-huh. I do.
Let's play the thing here.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, as it turns out, we've been very hot on the movie quiz show recently.
Yes.
As we just evidenced moments ago with the tape.
Right.
Mike, as we continue to go over the movie quiz show, you're fascinated with Charlie's dad.
Paul Scofield.
And I'm fascinated with Rob Morrow.
Right.
Let's now welcome Rob Morrow to the show. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the flattering comments.
No, you must know that this is a movie, and Rob is going to promote his show, NUMB8RS.
3RS.
Numbers.
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 But first, I have to tell you, we're like mental patients with the movie quiz show, and as I mentioned, your role in particular, man, I love it. I'm like a mental patient. When you're walking around with a cigar in your mouth in that little two-room apartment, your wife won't let you smoke in the room, and you're like, what's the capital of that? Hey.
And it's wild. I'm right in the art. As we speak, I'm smoking a cigar up in my office, and my wife, if we're here, would be asking me to step outside.
Where are you, Rob, where are you from originally?
I'm from New York, pretty much, Westchester.
Because they talk about the Boston dialect being very difficult. I know a lot of people. I'm from that area up there.
Right.
And it is tough. tough to get that, and you did it in a real subtle way, and it was really well done. It is a tough dialect to master, isn't it? Even if you're from New York, it's a very difficult dialect to master.
Thanks. I guess so. I mean, it wasn't that hard for me in that A, as you said, I'm from New York, so it's a region I'm familiar with. B, I went to school up in New Hampshire, so I was really familiar with it. And then C, I got to hang out with the guy, you know, the real Dick Goodwin. So, and I had tapes of him as a young man. So, you know, I have a pretty good ear, and I was able to kind of just dial it in. And they actually hired me a dialect coach as well.
I guess the biggest problem when you're doing that is so you don't slip into Pepperidge Fam remembers, you know. I mean, it's easy to do that.
The tricky thing in this case was not to slip into JFK, you know. That became...
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So you've been in eight million things besides your TV show, but do you find that there are people like Mike and myself who are just stuck on Quiz Show? Whenever it comes on, I've got the DVD, of course, but whenever it comes on, I watch it all the way through. We recite scenes. We've got stuff loaded.
The movie, they talk to, you know, it definitely fairly often someone mentions it. It's on TV a lot, and it's one of those movies, kind of like The Godfather, I guess, that when people tune into it, wherever they are, they'll watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what have we here?
What have we here, Charlie?
I mean, I don't mean to equate it to The Godfather, but I mean, you hear, you know, for me, whenever you pass The Godfather on television, you just kind of watch it for even just a little while. It's like a great short story or something. You can
Would Northern Exposure, though, be what you're probably most recognized for still to this day?
I don't know. I mean, I guess so, but Numbers is...
Numbers is now, so that's relevant.
Yeah,
right.
So the younger generation knows Numbers. But, yeah, I mean, Northern Exposure definitely resonated in a big way. And
this is...
Now it's kind of having a new life on the HD network, I guess it's called, or the Universal right. HD network or something like that.
Right. Well, you got to know that my best buddy, Rob... has two kids at home. That's his excuse for watching TV on Friday night at home. I've got two kids that are married and out of the house. One of them, the other one's in college. I got no excuse for watching TV on Friday night. But he calls me up every week.
To watch Numbers.
Rob.
Oh, cool.
Rob.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys got TiVos, right?
Right. Sure. But,
Rob.
Well, you can still go out.
Tell this guy how mental you are for Numbers. And
from season one, Rob, I've never missed an episode. I think it's great. And the way I sell it to people, they always give me a weird look. I said, it's like CSI with math.
Right.
And I love
right.
it. I think it's great. And I think you're fantastic. And
Rob,
the
why don't
whole
you,
cast is great.
Rob Spiewak, why don't you challenge Rob Morrow to some Numbers trivia to see how much
yeah,
you know.
Just remember what character I play. I don't play the math guy, so.
No, I know. You play Don Epps.
No, right. I don't.
Well, how are you at math, Rob? Are you good at math?
Pretty bad.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, most actors are.
Don't give him, like, math questions. Give him questions about the show that you would know because you watch it all the time.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak.
Me question him?
Yes, you question him.
What is the model? I thought it would go the other way. What is the model of car that Peter McNichol's character drives?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. It's like a 30s. It's from the 30s. It's beautiful. I don't know.
I think it's a 36 Ford Roadster.
Now, you can't say you think.
Ford. That's funny. I didn't
want to say. Be definitive.
It is a 36 no, Ford Roadster.
The thing is, hold on. I want to say it. He's being polite.
Right.
He knows.
Do you know?
Yeah, it is a 36 Ford.
And,
it's a 36.
Rob Morrow, that's why it's turned around, because I guarantee Rob Spiewak knows more about your TV show than you do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Give him one more, Rob.
Go ahead.
What is the degree that Tom Hanks' son character...
Oh, my God. What's the degree that Tom Hanks' son's character had?
Yeah.
What was he? He was a mathematician, too, so... No?
What is
well,
it,
he was, it was a mathematical doctorate. But
all right. Well, so right. A PhD in mathematics.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
oh, now I got to say to Rob Morrow, come on, you got to step up, Rob.
I knew it had to do with math.
All right.
It didn't have to do with math.
It has to do with math.
Do you how much of that stuff do you retain? I mean, one script to the next. Is it all jumbled around in your head? I mean,
does tend to become jumbled around. You know, some of the big theories register with me. You know, if they dovetail in things that are interesting me in life. You know, physics and stuff like that. But the actual storylines, they do tend to blur. Especially the crime stuff, because it's you know, sometimes I can't, you know, they'll tell me what show's coming up on the air, and I'll be like, wait, what was that one? It's there's so much minutia of detail that it's hard to kind of separate them.
No, you know, when I see the body of work that you have, you really say, I wonder about how much of it do you feel is luck and how much of it, you know, are just choices. Do you take a tremendous amount of time selecting what you do? Because you have made some very intelligent choices in your career, and you've done some very, very good stuff. And I wonder how that works all the time with actors. You know, you always hear about actors getting scripts and deciding what to do. How did it work for you?
It's a little bit of both. I've also made a lot of stupid decisions, too.
Thank you,
that obviously you don't know about. But
would you share one with us?
Let's see. The People versus Larry Flint, the Ed Norton part. I didn't want to play a lawyer, you know, again. There was a couple of those. I turned down Steven Spielberg once accidentally for a part in Jurassic Park 2, I think it was. I didn't really know I was turning him down, but I was kind of a little, I waxed a bit ambivalence, which is in Spielberg land tantamount to saying no.
You got to dive right in when he asks you, right?
Right, exactly. It's like you're not even question what it could be for. Right.
What about the Nicholson movie that you're going to be in very soon?
Well, that was joint. You know, that first of all, I have no part in it. It's like I had a little part to begin with, and then I think even most of it got cut out, not because of me, but because of they cut out the whole big sequence. But I did it really because all my scenes were with Jack, and that was. You know, you'll see it and you'll say, what, he's barely in it, but I'll say it was one of the great experiences of my life because he's one of my heroes, and I worked with him every day, and he was in a hospital bed a lot of those days, tubed up. So between takes, he didn't want to get up. So I just would go, I literally had like questions I'd write down the night before, and then I would subtly work them into conversations with him, and he would, wax on about whatever, Antonioni or whoever. And then actually acting with him and realizing that there were things he was doing that I had learned from him, and I was unconscious that's where I learned them from, was there's something about coming, Redford, I worked with John Travolta on a project that never came to be, but all these people that had such an influence on me becoming an actor, then to be face-to-face with them as a peer is incredibly gratifying. It makes you think, you talk about choices and making the right choices, that somehow I've made the right choices in terms of finding myself where my, where the fantasy was.
And Rob, how could I have forgotten this? Of course, I'm an Albert Brooks nut. And in the movie Mother, you play Albert Brooks's.
Oh my God! I forgot about that. That's a phenomenal play. Well, that is so. You're so good in that.
When you're sitting in your Jerry Maguire type office,
oh,
that's
a great role.
Albert Brooks comes in, you're got memorabilia, dude. You're
that
talented.
Was fun, man.
I'll go a step further. You're the best thing in that movie, and there's some good performances in that movie. But you just play the mama's boy so beautifully.
Mom,
even when,
I want some of that cheese.
When you raise the voice up, that had to be Rob. It's got to be a lot of fun to work with Albert Brooks. It's
gotta
be a blast.
God. And he let me. We did a lot of ad libbing and kind of riffing and stuff. And he's pretty quick guy. So that was fun. That was a fun one. But again, there's an interesting example. I kind of at that point I had a lot of heat on me as an actor in the movies, I almost said no because of the size of the part, but my agent, who I haven't gotten a lot of great advice from agents, but this particular agent was like, "Look, man, you're going to want to turn around in the end of your career and say you did a movie with Albert Brooks."
Right.
And fortunately, I did. I went ahead.
I mean, I'm telling you something. I'm sure you know. He's pretty brilliant.
Yeah,
he is
pretty darn brilliant. And and his last movie was underrated, and I thought it was terrific. Laughs in the Muslim World.
Comedy in the Muslim World. I agree.
I haven't seen it in its entirety. I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's very much Albert Brooks. If you love him, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Rob, one more thing while you're on the line. May we please hear the Reuben sandwich scene?
Right.
And just let's just all bask in this for a moment. Here
okay,
it is.
Very good. Here we go.
How are you, son? We share an office and I never see you anymore.
Oh, I'm there, Dad. I'm just hiding behind your reputation.
No, I'm serious. We all miss you at home.
Please join us. Dad, this is Dick Goodwin. He's up from Washington.
Narrow escape.
Dad doesn't like Washington.
A swamp that traded malaria for politics. What's the special?
It's the Reuben.
Reuben sandwich is the only entirely invented sandwich. Won the National Sandwich Contest 2 years ago.
A salient point. Who invented it?
Reuben K. at a poker game in Omaha.
I knew there was a K in Nebraska.
Unfortunately, they have the sandwich here, but I don't seem to have any Reubens.
touche.
Dick's a protege.
A clerkship with Justice Frankfurter.
Oh, of course you did. Frankfurter collects brains the way other people collect stamps.
Of course you do.
That's scene. You know, that's bam, bam, bam. I mean,
how good is that, Donna? You know who wrote that? Paul Adonazio, who created the show, or co-created the show House, wrote that. And man, that is, just hearing it again just over the phone, it's such that's good dialogue.
That guy, that has to get you jacked up as an actor when you get dialogue like that and you're going to be
so
in that
rare.
Scene.
Yeah. It's so rare, man. And that, and Paul Scofield, who was like, he's just a Zen master. And I remember then, you know, Rafe and I were so, you know, methody and focused and, you know, and there'd be Scofield just sitting there smoking his pipe and they'd roll the cameras and he just was so kind of groovy and smooth. And
yeah, he comes across that way.
I'll leave you on this note. Have you ever had, as we've had on this show, it played out many times, the thought that in the scene where he comes home and he has the piece of cake with his dad.
Here we go. It's always good to leave a guest with a bad taste in their mouth.
Hold on. Isn't this how we play the scene out?
Yes, that's true. We think there are tremendous homoerotic undertones in that
scene.
Oh,
you're kidding. I never saw
that. You have to live in our world.
Have the chocolate.
That's a classic scene, though.
I know it is, and we've just ruined it.
Dad.
Thank you.
Hello, Charlie. Would you like some chocolate cake? You know, it's, you know, look, my robe. Accidentally fell to the floor,
Dad,
Charlie.
Dad, slip me the answers. Rob, hey, listen, Rob, really, we're big fans. And very nice to have you on the show. Everybody watch Numbers. Friday night, 8 o'clock, 7
no,
Central.
Friday night's 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock,
I'm
that's
an idiot.
Right.
My apologies.
Rob will be there plastered in front of the TV on Friday nights, and and everybody T-vote if you're going out, too.
Well, you guys are a pleasure. Thanks for the effusiveness, and have a good week.
It's very sincere,
very nice,
Rob. Good luck to you.
Nice
talking
to you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We got him just because we happened to be talking about him.
That's cool. That's very, very cool.
Very cool.
And, you know, thank you for mentioning Mother. He makes that movie. He absolutely – that movie, I swear to God, that even with Debbie Reynolds and Albert Brooks, that movie falls flat without that character of Rob Murrow. And Rob Murrow is the funniest part of that movie.
He plays it perfectly,
doesn't he?
Oh,
his mom!
Use the picture phone, Mom.
That's great.
Mom just pressed –
a good pull.
Hi, Mom.
I want to go back and watch that movie right now. I really do. Oh, and I love – and I watched a lot of Northern Exposure when it was on, too. He's really done some neat stuff. He has.
All right. He was good?
Good. Cool. Very good.
And we thank him for that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Good for you, Rob, that you were able to stump him with some of your own Numbers
mm-hmm.
trivia.
Love that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi. I just want to say something to Mr. Norton.
Mr. Norton, are you talking about Larry Flint's movie?
No. To who is Ed Norton?
Ed Norton, yes, who we were just speaking to. What would you like to say to Ed?
I want to say that I think he's hot and I'm not gay.
All right, well, we'll tell him. I'm glad you enjoyed Ed Norton on our show.
We'll send him a telegram.
Obviously, I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, really, you don't, and tremendously so. I mean, you're so far away from anything that we were doing, I don't know what's wrong.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Ed Norton was great on Northern Exposure.
Yeah, he was.
Ed Norton was great.
He was great on The Honeymooners.
Right.
He was on Rounders, too.
Yes, Rounders, fantastic role in Rounders.
No, I'm sorry. Rounders. Rob Murrow was in Rounders, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And Rob Murrow also starred in American History X.
That's right.
Who's Rob Murrow?
And Rob Murrow worked with Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting.
That's right.
Tell Rob Murrow that I think he's hot and I'm not gay.
Very good, we will.
But we're not talking to Rob Murrow, we're talking to Ed Norton.
Tell Ed Norton that I think he's hot and I'm not gay.
Keep telling yourself that.
Very good. We got to book Ed Norton on the show now.
Hey, see you later.
All right, you guys rule. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank
sure
God
do.
He didn't call when we had a guest.
Sure we do.
I love you.
Been thank so you. Embarrassing.
All right, here's the Jimmy Kimmel stuff. Here's the transcript.
Oh, good.
We don't have a tape of it, but here's the transcript. Jimmy Kimmel walks into the booth, score, Giants ahead of Atlanta, 21-10.
Mm-hmm.
First thing he says, hey. Where's Joe Theismann?
That's fantastic.
Silence. Play. We're here with Jimmy Kimmel. Seriously, guys, where's Joe T?
that's the best part, that he's sticking with it.
Keeps pushing.
Saints are coming back in this game.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot. That's what somebody says. Then Jimmy Kimmel says, hey, Tony Kornheiser, Ron Jaworski, You guys bet on games? Again, Mike Tirico, second and three.
Good.
They're blitzing with the linebackers. Then Jimmy Kimmel. Hey, it was Kornheiser that got Theismann fired, right?
Oh, man.
And then ended his segment as they started to rush him out of the booth, ended it by saying, well, thank you for welcoming me. I'd also like to welcome Joe Theismann, who's watching this game from his living room with steam coming from his ears.
Wow.
At that point, the trio of Kornheiser, Jaworski, and Tirico ignored him.
Oh, really? So they don't even... Oh, come on. Well, you know, they're uptight. They're still in the state of uptightness.
And then here's Joe T. Joe Theismann was more amused than annoyed by Jimmy Kimmel's comments.
Sure.
While he said he heard of while watching TV at home. But Joe missed other comments because he was watching CSI Miami.
Sure.
That's his new favorite show to watch on Monday night.
Hey, and don't think that's not calculated. Do not think that that is not calculated. Yeah, that is exact. I guarantee you Joe was watching the game. And I guarantee he was watching the game.
Please Be a Love, we need that sound effects CD that has that eating and that other stuff used the last time.
Yeah. Can you load that up right away?
That is too funny. Theismann's comment is funny on that. You know, whether he's watching it or not, even though I guarantee he wasn't, it's funny that he said he was watching CSI Miami.
And good for Jimmy Kimmel. And here, now here, from ESPN, you know, tight asses can't have any fun, can't laugh at themselves.
Right.
But they do.
They do take themselves very seriously.
Let's not forget Stu Scott's poetry jam.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Here's what they had to say. Uh-huh. The executive producer of Monday Night Football, Jay Rothman, says that Jimmy Kimmel's comments work, quote, classless, disappointing, crude.
Oh, give me a break.
He is a cheap man. What? The more he went on, the worse he got. Jimmy Kimmel will never be invited back to Monday Night Football.
Oh, screw that guy.
Yeah.
Honest to God, get a life. Get a life. It's entertainment. I got news for you. It's entertainment.
Oh, that's right.
You got what it was? Yeah. Here we go, okay. No, that's not quite the one. We got to go through and find the long one. That might be Oprah's health problems. Now, let's not laugh here, boys.
Sorry.
A thyroid condition. Mm-hmm. Diagnosed recently.
Sorry.
It's taking a toll on Oprah.
I can't obey.
Oprah, who is usually well coughed, and radiant,
well
has
coughed.
Appeared a bit haggard and heavier. Fans have been asking what's wrong.
What's wrong with Oprah?
What is wrong?
Oprah said yesterday. Oprah then went on to say,
I'd like a piece of chocolate cake.
Well, what have we here?
Oprah, you're packing it on.
She says stress and overwork is the reason for this condition.
That's it.
That led to exhaustion, weight gain.
Yeah, that's it.
And an overall blah that's plagued her ever since.
Sure. Stress and overwork.
It is hugely important for her to get her life in balance.
Amen.
She is now.
Remember, it's stress and overwork.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Oprah?
Not the fact that you're eating Ben and Jerry's like it comes out of the tap.
You know, I watched one Oprah when they were doing a behind the scenes at Harpo Productions, and they had Oprah going down to the cafeteria. And, you know, Oprah always talks about the the diet Oprah. That she's on.
Right.
I think she might have been getting veal parm. I swear to God, that's what she was getting. Here she is now. Oprah, any comment on what's going on here?
You're well coughed.
Quaffed.
Quaffed. I know. I said that. You caught me the first. I said
well hacked.
I said that on purpose that time.
All right.
You're radiant.
You look like you've put on a little extra weight.
And you look a bit haggard.
Do you have a comment on that?
Oprah Winfrey. Good segment with Jessica Seinfeld.
Oh, so there's urgency in that eating.
It upset her, perhaps.
I know. Yes, I know, darling. Fiber is important.
Hey, Oprah, it's not going anywhere, okay? Really? Boy, you want to snorkel? How do you feel about this? Now the wine.
Oh, wine. Oh, sweet wine. That one stinks. How about this one? Oh, that's okay. That one's all right.
These are Oprah's comments.
Slurping.
How do you feel, Oprah?
Hold on a second. It misfired.
Oh, yes. Get the. Get every last drop
of that soup.
Oh, yeah. Down the hatch. Sure. Down the hatch again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now
that means she's
the
finished?
End of the road.
Inevitable.
End of the Oprah Road. She's got that one big one coming up.
Swallowed a lot of air.
Not that one, no. No, not that one.
One more.
Come on. There we go. That's it. That's the
good
one.
Interview.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Let it all out. Sign of a good meal. Isn't that right, Oprah?
Hey, Dad.
Yes, it is.
Rob Speed Bump.
Don Geronimo.
Get your Jerry tapes ready.
Oh, yes! My God.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yes!
Wow.
This is not a promise. It's a warning. We're going to try to get to the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes when we come back.
Well, it's about time, Charlie.
Well, what have we here?
It's a penis.
Kiss me, Dad.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm a victim of a hate crime.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's true. The country club would not let me play tennis because I'm Jewish. She was like, what's your name, Silverman? And then she's like, get out, Jew.
She said that?
Yeah, basically. With her eyes. It's like everywhere I go, I'm a second-class citizen. There is nothing harder than being Jewish in the entire world.
Excuse me. Miss, I think there are harder things than being Jewish. Like being black.
Did black people have the Holocaust?
No, but we did have 400 years of slavery.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You guys had to, have great singing voices and really catchy songs. Well, we got, murder showers.
Okay, so what you're saying is, because of our music, we suffer less than the Jews?
Yes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I had never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Yes, Charlie.
Charlie,
I've got your chocolate cake.
Well, what have we here?
Here's the game we're going to play, Charlie. You're going to eat the chocolate cake from between my thighs.
Oh, no. You are going to be jealous of me.
I am?
Maybe you're not.
I like it when you qualify. I think I know already by what you just said.
What's up?
I think you know where I'm going.
Yes, I do. I know where you're going.
But yeah, I don't.
I already knew that. That's.
I don't think you know what I'm doing, do you?
No.
Besides the obvious, my gal and I had been roughly planning maybe make a little getaway this weekend to Atlantic City. Not Mike O'Mara style, you know, where we're going to go up there and, you know, spin the big wheel of luck. But, you know, do our limited low rent gambling and just hang around. Well, as it turns out, we are going to see Regis Philbin and Susan Lucci Saturday night at Bally's.
Oh, that's great.
And Joy Philbin's going to be in that show, too.
Now, are you jealous now?
Yes, I am officially jealous now.
Are you jealous? Because I'm going to go. I'm going to be in the fourth row. I'm going to stay for every moment.
That is the part that I don't know about. Will you stay for every moment? Because I have to alert you to a fact that we have attended a live performance of Mr. Philbin.
We saw Regis and Kathy Lee when they did their show.
I say you may. If you make it through half, I will be surprised.
I promise you I will, because I have purchased four tickets, like 100 bones each.
Wow.
Because I wanted the most up-close seats we could possibly find.
All right, then if you stay, you'll feel obligated to stay. But maybe I should say, how long will you be really interested?
Well, I don't even want to see Susan Lucci.
I know.
Does she sing? But Regis.
Yeah. Sure she does. That's part of the whole thing. And
she's
then they
the opening
do
act.
Duets.
She's wow. the opening act.
Hey, I'll be curious to know what she looks like up close and personal.
And will Regis be too grief-stricken to perform? That's my question.
Why would he be grief-stricken?
Well, the death, the passing of Joey Bishop, of course.
Oh, really?
Buzz, you cad.
Oh, you got it.
You know,
you were scooped, Robbie.
He might cancel because of that.
Uh-huh.
Really? He might have to fly to L.A. for the funeral.
That's my concern.
Although Joey Bishop will be out of the ground for 5 days.
Listen, I know this about Regis Philbin from watching him on TV.
Uh-huh.
If he had a heart operation that day and he had a live appearance at the Zebra Lounge. Uh-huh. In Northwest D.C.
What is the Jewish faith?
Isn't it 5 days they have to stay out before burial? And
is
then,
it 5 days?
I believe that's correct.
I think you're going to be okay here. He's not going to go out in advance or anything like that. And here's the deal. If I know correctly, the history of Regis, I mean, Regis was relatively summarily abused by Joey Bishop.
Well, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Wasn't he during
he was.
His life?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, did they have any relationship? After he left his employ?
I love when he just refers to the Bishop Show.
The Bishop Show.
I was on the Bishop Show.
Right.
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to call.
When how long ago did that break?
411.
Just before the show today.
Okay, Joey Bishop.
And you didn't break in right at 3 o'clock with
Verizon
that?
Nationwide 411. City and state, please.
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
This is great.
Say the name of the business you want, or say residence.
Bally's.
You didn't say it right.
Sorry.
Say it the way you do. Bally's.
I'll pass your request to an operator for further assistance.
It worked. This is a smart move calling. To
Bally's check. Hotel and Casino.
I'll tell her she's on there. I just want to
do you think he'll sing Marshmallow
Hello,
World?
I'm in Atlantic City.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. Can you just connect me to the reservations front desk information for Bally's?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
One moment.
Thank you, darling. You're wonderful.
Well, you know what? If Regis Problem. Doesn't show up, I'm sure they'll bring another.
The number is area code 609-340-2222. Okay. Repeat. The number is area.
Okay. Where's that thing? You just press one and yeah. They dial it.
Are you happy with your seats?
Thank you for calling Bally's Atlantic City. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Of course it is going to be.
That makes
Please
it even.
Remain on the line for the next available agent.
You got it.
We're recording, too.
Good evening, and thank you for calling Bally's.
Hi, Bally's.
Atlantic City.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. I hope that's okay with you. I'm coming to Atlantic City this weekend to see Regis Philbin and Susan Lucci, and I was wondering if you knew if Regis was going to cancel the show because of the death of Joey Bishop.
I have not heard anything of that nature at this point. Do you want me to see if I can find out to verify that?
Yeah, that
you?
Would be great. That would be terrific because we're a little concerned about that.
Okay, one moment, please. I'll place you on hold. Thank you.
She's going to do it, too.
I know y'all look.
What I was going to say about your seats, if you're not happy with them, I can call my host.
I forgot you've got a...
I have a host at Bally's.
You've got a host at Bally's.
I do. Are you staying at Bally's or just going to the show?
Not staying at Bally's, boy.
All right. That's okay.
What there, boy?
I didn't hear where you left this conversation off. Is she coming back?
She's checking yeah. on whether Regis is going to be performing.
You're staying a little further up the boards, aren't you there?
Sure I am, boy.
He'll be
sure.
staying at the Marina.
Marina?
Trump Marina.
The Marina.
Under my real name.
That's odd. Don't you normally stay at Circus?
Normally, no, he stays at the Stratosphere.
So do you think this lady, you think this chick is right now going and asking someone,
yeah.
is Regis going to cancel because Joey Bishop died?
It's rather sudden, too. It might not be.
They might not have decided yet.
They might not have worked things out.
Because Joey was in such vibrant health.
In the meantime, who doesn't like Dido?
Hold on a second. Here's news about Joey Bishop. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of that nature at this point.
I'm still on hold. This guy's just making all kinds of noise.
Sounds like this guy's maybe trying to jump the gun and find out about Regis.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Can you hear us? Hey, what's happening, dude?
You talking to me, man?
Yes.
For the last
come
10
on,
minutes,
dumbass.
For God's sakes.
Okay. Hey, Jewish burial customs. Normally within 24 hours, unless the Sabbath is involved. So he will be buried either tomorrow or Sunday if he observes
so it's
Jewish
fast.
Law.
I thought it was slow.
Wow. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All
right, I'll let you.
You know, and even with that, sometimes they have the family service and then they have the memorial service.
Right.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hi, yeah. How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, hold, please. Hi, hold, please.
Thank you so
hold,
much
please.
For holding. I certainly do appreciate it. I'm going to have you transferred to our public relations department.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's on it.
She is on it. You know, it's a great casino. It really is. I mean, it's one of the ones
you've
been there a while.
You financed most of it.
But you know what? They're really, they take care of people there. They really, I swear to God, they do.
That was Sally.
But yes.
Sally Bell.
And I'm not getting compensated
somebody
for that.
Somebody asked
comment.
Mice where kids are going to college. They're going to Valley University.
Valley University.
Because that's all
yes,
you
yes, I'm gambling their college tuition.
BU.
That's what I'm doing each and every time. Throw caution to the wind.
How many times have we seen you go out of the parking lot screaming, someday I'll win?
All right, well, this may be a long way to go for nothing.
I think we're providing a valuable public service for all the people that have tickets to the Regis Philbin show at Bally's. And we've heard the Jewish custom now is 24 hours, but with the Sabbath,
Hello?
Hi, this is Janice and Operator Harris. I'm going to connect you to our Director of Public Affairs, is Alice Parker.
Thank you. Very You're good. A sweetheart. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Baby.
Make
sure
I have
mean?
Clean.
They're all like that.
Make sure I have clean sheets.
You're not staying there, baby.
Bed bugs bite, baby.
The bad bed bugs.
Might have to go upstairs for a quickie.
Yeah, you never know.
Just in that hotel.
If you meet the right person at the slots.
With Lucci.
Public Affairs.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. I hope the lady told you that. I hope that's okay with you. We're calling about Regis Philbin this weekend and his show. I'm going. I have 4 tickets in the 3rd row. I'm very concerned because Joey Bishop has passed away. Do you know, is Regis canceling the show?
At this point, no. We haven't heard that he's canceling. It's kind of common knowledge that he's was very close with Joey Bishop. But to this point, no, we haven't heard any cancellation plans.
I'm coming anyway, but give me odds. What do you think the odds of the show?
I mean, I haven't heard anything to diminish them. I don't know how close of friends they were myself, but, I mean, it's right up there. I'm saying 85-90%.
That he's going to do the show.
That he'll be there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys are on it, man. I tell you, Bally's is on it. We got through to you quickly, and you guys did a good job.
Right on.
And we're saying that for all our listeners.
All right.
Thank
See
you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
Is that efficient or what? But, what do you think? I mean, he's guessing no matter what.
You know what they're saying right now in the Philbin camp? Don't tell Regis. Don't tell him.
He's going to do it. Uh-huh. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow is his off day anyway for Regis and Kelly Lee. So he can go and do whatever he's got to do tomorrow and then get his ass to Atlantic City.
He's
to
probably
dance, monkey, dance.
He's probably on a plane today to get out to Los Angeles.
Probably, yes.
And then he'll come back tomorrow.
Well, do we know time of death for Bishop?
Let me check on the
exact time. I mean,
you know what that means? I'm going to get to hear a eulogy.
Yeah.
Oh, he will mention it.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to watch him fall apart.
Uh-huh. You're killing me.
Here's a tribute as Bishop gave me my break in show business.
Close to Dean.
It was a bygone era.
He actually passed away. Joey Bishop passed away last night.
Oh.
Wednesday night.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
But it wasn't announced until about an hour or so before we went on the air today.
24 hours.
Right.
You got to be in the ground quick, then. There's
He's
hardly any skin
in...
left on the body.
I'm telling you, I know
He's
Philbin.
He's
got
to be in today.
Philbin is a good earner. He will honor his gig at Bally's.
I think your odds have just improved dramatically that Philbin will show up for the show.
Philbin and Bishop.
You can take care of your obligations. What time's the show? It's an old person show. What time is it?
7 p.m.
7
p.m.
5. They're not 2 shows, right? It's
there
just
are,
one
Mike.
Show. There are 2 shows?
There's a 7 and a 9.
Sure.
Wow. A 7 and a 9.
Yeah.
Back to back. Bing, bang, boom.
Or maybe it's just one. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, we're going.
Okay. All right.
Because normally he goes about, his shows are about 4.5 hours.
Like Springsteen. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Sing free.
Hello, Michael. I heard you talking about me on the radio, and I don't appreciate it.
Is this a pretender?
This is Regis Philbin. I don't know what you're talking.
No, no, no. As I like to say occasionally, sir, the position has been filled.
We spit on you.
Thank you.
So go ahead and be jealous of me. I'll be gambling. I'll be drinking. I'll be smoking my Opus X cigars. And I'll be watching Regis and Joy Philbin dance like monkeys for me.
I am jealous. You know,
that's
I'm jealous.
Good.
You
that's
know,
good. I like it when I can make you jealous.
It's that time of year, you know. It's that time of year.
You've
where
got the itch, don't you?
My hands get a little itchy. Mm-hmm. You know, I get ready to play some slots, play some cards.
Do you have your kids this weekend?
Yes, I do.
See, yeah. I thought so.
Yeah.
When we were thinking about what lucky couple would be mm-hmm. joining us, we went through all of the options.
Perhaps we reserve a time in post-Christmas time, like the doldrums of January or February, do you think?
Oh, for you and I? Oh, yes.
We pop down there for another one of our little... We got to do that. We had a blast the last time we went.
Can we get together soon and play cards, too?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
It has been too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way too long.
A poker game would be fun. I just need to play some
cards.
If
it's been so long that Mike wants to do it, it's time.
All right. Well, agreed. Let's do it. Let's get to it then.
And we'll find out as we get details. We'll find out about Bishop.
That's right.
Very good.
I'll let you know.
Right, though. He might get the teary eulogy because that'll be his first, technically his first public appearance. Yes.
When we saw Regis today, when we saw him on the show today, we'll never see that Regis again.
Was there any reference to it at all?
No, not one.
Today's Regis was the Regis that thought Joey Bishop was alive.
That's right. Hadn't been announced yet.
What did he do today? Well, we got a tape of him today.
He was lacking focus today.
I couldn't see it because I was being poked and prodded.
Oh, that's right.
It was physical day.
Mike got the finger today.
Oh, God, I hate it more than life itself. Horrible.
God, horrible. I mean, really horrible. Well, it's not supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cut number...
Depending.
3.
No offense to the gay community, but how do people like that?
Hey, listen, you're a big proponent of it.
You know,
you play around there enough.
I know, not wow. like that, though. Not like that. But, you know, it is different.
Only if there's a kiss first.
At the 9/11. Who's got the radio on there?
There's
all
not
kinds
sure.
of sound going on.
Yeah.
The first building that was completed in the 9/11 area.
Right.
And it was the last one to go down and the first one to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a peek out from the top of the building down at the 9/11 site.
It's like...
And they're still working there.
Oh, yes.
Not at 7/11.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? 24/7.
He is so stupid.
I'm a little confused, all right?
I don't think America can grasp...
He says 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I don't think people. This is not Phoebe. This is stupid.
Hold on. When he said 7-Eleven, I was watching it. Uh-huh. I knew he meant 24/7.
Right. Because he just does that.
He's just an old man.
He gets away with this. He's great at sucking up to the right people.
But do you ever, like me, when you're watching him in the morning, just say it to your own television, to no one in particular, just say moron? Because he is.
You really, and I don't think we stress it enough on this show, how damn dummy he is.
Just listen to him read.
I mean, you just, well, we're down there. You know what this guy is about? Seriously, this guy does his one-hour show.
Right.
He gets into his limousine. He goes to his expensive Manhattan apartment. He goes to dinner. He goes to George Steinbrenner's owner's booth at Yankee Stadium. But he's in this little cocoon of stupidity where nobody ever calls
Mike,
him on
excuse
it.
Me, you're leaving out the one maybe the most important part of this Regis Philbin pie.
Right.
And that would be, of course, time with... The Trumpster.
Yeah, the Trump, Donald Trump.
How does he keep writing these books? And my God, I'm going to be there in Atlantic City Saturday when it's going to be. When I worked at KABC, Joey Bishop had me on his show.
With all that I say, I do love Regis Philbin. I think he's special.
Sure.
I think he's great. But do you think that he's big enough? Because he has, the star has not diminished, especially since the heart attack. He's Regis. Do you think there's a chance that we might get some of the New York glitterati that shows up at your show to go down? Because, I mean, he's close to New York.
Now, he does that all the time, though.
He goes down there all the time.
He goes to AC all, like 2 or 3 times a year.
Trump would be there if it was a Trump property.
Or Trump would be, yeah, you're absolutely, or Trump would be
but
there.
But he won't go to a Bally's property.
Nobody's really? Nobody except schmucks like me are going to be there.
Maybe Please. Johnny Fairplay will be there.
Be me and blue ladies, blue-haired ladies.
Sure.
You know, wearing Depends and.
How are you?
Throwing roses
the late
at Regis.
Mrs. Greenthumb.
Listen, maybe. We're having a lot of fun here tonight. I hope you've enjoyed Pennies from Heaven as I just sang it for you. But I've got to tell you,
Swanee,
this is a
forgot.
This is, and we all enjoyed La Lucci as she was performing her acrobatics. But I've got to tell you something. This is a sad night.
And that's when you hear this from me.
Yeah. And you'll be getting the elbows from Janet as you're sitting there shaking uncontrollably.
And here's the wild card. Huh? The people that we've decided to go to be politically correct.
Yes.
Janet's whatever the CEO is of
right?
whatever it is.
Her boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who we're going with.
So you have to be kind of on your best behavior.
I'm supposed to be a good boy.
Yes.
This will be the one moment you will not be able to control yourself.
Can't
though.
Help it.
You know, if he does this, you know he's going to say something.
There's a chance he won't, though, because you know.
There is a chance. I guarantee you this. If I have enough glasses of courage.
Yes.
And God forbid, if I happen to win at the tables before we go over to that show.
Yes.
I swear to you, I would stand up. I would stand, or I would at least shout from the. Something like,
we miss you, Joey Bishop! Uh-huh.
I swear to Christ I would do it to get the ball rolling.
Sure. I would do it.
Yeah. And you know, with your timing, you do it like in the first 5 minutes of
I
the
have
show.
A loud yes. enough voice.
Yeah. I know.
If he comes down and does his, hello, well, it's great to see you, and
we miss you, Joey Bishop!
I swear to God, I'd do
it.
Hey,
you're talking about jealous, you know?
Now we're jealous.
Hey, kids, I'm getting a babysitter. Daddy's got to fly down to Atlantic City.
That's all right. We'll see it on TMZ as they hustle him out of the theater.
That's true. As he walks out. Well, I do hope the show goes on. I truly do. I hope the show goes on.
You know,
on.
There is a chance that he won't say anything because he's so used to doing his standard show that he
you're,
won't.
But I'm right about
you,
that.
I'm telling you something. You guys know that if I have enough alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not one of those guys that will stand up and make a jerk out of myself, but I will say something loud enough.
Shout it out.
And I will say it in such a way that if anybody comes over to me, I'm going to say, I'm a giant Regis and Joey Bishop fan. I wanted to hear what Regis had to say.
And right. he's an ad libber. I mean, that's what he
that's
does.
True. That's
he
true.
He will. He. That's one thing
He'll
the man
respond.
Is capable of doing.
Yeah. Regis! We miss Joey Bishop!
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I have the halfway mark. You ought to like wait till like one quarter into it, you know. Oh, that's too good.
I can't wait because there's the chance he might use it as his opening.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's 5 minutes into it, you're going to say something?
At the first break.
That's, oh, fantastic.
At least when I'm thinking about it now, that's what I'm thinking. And that's without any confidence fuel.
Right. That is too good.
And then the ultimate hope is that when you yell that, he becomes overcome and he falls.
The Regis Philbin Show. And then he's helped to his feet by LaLucci. And the bra and strap comes undone. Yeah. And hilarity ensues.
I imagine she would look a lot like Tammy Faye.
Oh,
LaLucci.
No, I think really LaLucci has she's gotten the right kind of surgery, and she always looks like she's a nice package.
Too skinny for an old lady.
I will look forward to if the show goes on. Well, you know what? Here's something. If he's not there, what if it is the LaLucci show and they bring in like Tony Danza or something that?
Well, then I'll stand up. Then you'll see me on the news because I will stand up and say something that does get me thrown out.
This is not acceptable.
I wanted Regis.
Who do they bring in? Don't they bring in? Don't they bring in like Danza for Regis when he's not there?
What if it's Jeff Probst?
Could happen.
Or Sam Champion.
That would be the best.
Jeff Probst, and then of course the aforementioned Johnny Fairplay, who will be there, talking about the women he's boned.
Okay, Robbie, you got the Jerry stuff? We do. Sorry, friends, we didn't get to it there. We will when we come right back.
Got a sad story that I have to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. This one goes out to little Donnie, who's down there in the third row. Wait a minute, he's laughing hysterically. That's totally uncalled for. I'm talking about the death of my friend Joey Bishop. Excuse me. Security, can we have this gentleman removed, please? This is not a laughing matter.
And I'll be wearing the loudest Hawaiian shirt I have.
Good for you.
Joy, I always said, once Bishop goes, I'm 6 months behind.
Big Hawaiian shirt and a tall, tall drink like Randy Quaid in Vegas Vacation.
And I'll go get on my scooter. Go get on the scooter.
Yeah, wear the helmet when you go into the show.
My big fat ass, my disc jockey Hawaiian shirt.
Can we have that gentleman removed, please?
Please.
Oh, dear. Is he vomiting?
Again?
What's going on there?
Get the sawdust.
Charlie Weiss sucks, Steve!
Not Notre Dame. Get him out of here. Get his ass out of here.
Where's your son in the wheelchair, Regis?
That's it. I've had quite enough.
Where's your daughter who's on crack, baby?
I'm going over. I'm going down to the audience myself.
Excuse me. Regis's daughter is not a crack baby.
No.
She's a crack aficionado.
That's been in the tabloids.
She's a crack lady.
Now, that's it. I've had enough of you.
Crack lady, not a crack baby. Crack.
By God. I'm gonna take you on. I do sit-ups, you know, like with my trainer, Radu.
How about a crazy parody song? Do we have Dark Lady by Cher?
I'm sure we do.
Oh, we don't have that right around anywhere? We don't? Well, never mind then.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get Joy and LaLucci to go down and kick your ass in the audience.
Mind. I'll think about that great Cher parody song while we play commercials, and we'll come back. We'll get to the Jerry tapes. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The radio program you're currently listening to is guaranteed to put a spark back into your loveless marriage.
The Don and Mike Show.
The radio program you're currently listening to has been approved by people in charge of that sort of thing.
Okay.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Honey, are you gay?
Well, I'm closeted.
Closeted homosexual.
Amen. Yes.
Gay, like a homosexual?
You bet. Hey, come on, let's not take that tone, please.
Wow, boring.
Yeah, come on, that's no big deal.
Mommy boobies.
That's good. Looks like baby vomit.
Now I'm getting mixed signals.
Not good when that happens.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It was.
Always. How was it?
Well, it was early, even before the show started.
Oh, yeah.
I got here super early.
Just for that purpose.
All by myself. There was no one in the building.
Door was shut when I came in.
It was wonderful.
And Mike was kind enough to leave the door shut when he was done.
You know, the strange thing is, it was easier than normal. And that might have had to do with my procedure earlier in the day.
Well, sure.
Oh, the fact that Dr. Perry gave you the old...
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
No! Help me! No!
He's really friendly, isn't he?
He doesn't like it either.
No.
And so he
that's what he
gets,
wants you to
that's
he
what gets tell over, you.
He gets no, you know he just wants to get that over as quick as possible.
See, we all go to the same doctor, so we all know. He's seen... all of our itchy eyes.
Yes, yes. And it was just quick. And
I know what you're talking about.
And I have anxiety about that exam.
Sure.
I mean, the night before. I feel the same way now the way I used to feel about flying. I have that same kind of feeling.
So did you have three vodka tonics?
And no, thing, it's terrible. I hate it.
The thing about this doctor is he tries to disarm you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're standing there and he's on his little tiny stool, and he's got your balls in his hand. He says something like, "So, how about the Redskins last week?" Now, your comment to
he's
that.
He's got a running dialogue. He likes to chat, and he's chatting the whole time, and he does a very thorough exam. He truly does.
But that's nothing compared to what can be done.
Right. What do you mean?
What does that mean?
We'll talk about Rob's anal fissure again.
When you talk about, like.
Oh, you mean they can do more down there?
Cameras.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had that,
trains.
Too. I found out today that I'm a year away from that. That my 5 years is coming up with the big thing where they put the camera in there.
Let's all go.
You know, as Regis likes to say, colostomy.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not to change this topic, but do you think this guy's at home now?
He very well could be. We can try and call him.
Let me give it a try. I know we promised the Jerry Lewis tapes.
You did.
But we have not gotten to the Hitler Globe.
Ah, that's for sale.
I mean... the Jerry tapes, in my opinion, are evergreen.
Timeless, really.
Really,
you can play them in the middle of the summer.
Now,
you can play them in the middle of the winter.
A Hitler Globe, that only comes along how many times in a lifetime, boy?
Well, it's been almost 70 years.
Well, has he sold it yet? Do we know that?
No, as a matter of fact, he went in, I think, to do a television interview today.
Really?
He's
holes in it.
Got to be a very, very popular guy.
He's an old guy, right?
And he's in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. This is from Rob Spiewak's Tradio.
And his name is John Barsamian.
Veteran puts Hitler's globe up for sale.
And we saw pictures of it the other day where it had bullet holes.
Yeah.
If his son answers, his name is Barry.
Now, what if the person that answers the phone says, "Hello"?
Then
well, what have we here?
Yes, I was a World War II veteran, Charlie.
Commandant Schofield.
We can't come to the
phone.
All right.
Well. Yeah, there's no way I can come to the phone.
I'm baking a chocolate cake for Charlie.
Another day for Hitler's globe.
All right, he floats into tomorrow's to-do basket.
Back in the hopper.
And incidentally, when we get him on the phone, I have a question for you, Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Are we going to actually make an offer or not?
I don't think it's in my range.
Well,
make
maybe,
an offer.
You know, look, they always talk about what this thing's going to start the bidding at. There's no reason why you couldn't make. What seriously would be your offer?
I will give you $1,000. Right,
that's
now.
A lot of money for you.
It is.
That's a lot of money.
I'd have to sell a microphone.
Does your wife know that you're making that offer?
My wife doesn't know anything.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
And should she be listening, I must say, dear, have fun at High School Musical on Ice. She's on her way to the Patriot Center.
Oh, good. It's an evening out for Mrs. Spiewak.
I'll be alone. Just me and my memories.
I know you hate that. Yeah, and the green bottles.
All right, so the Hitler guy's not there.
No.
Does anybody really at this point care about Ellen DeGenitals and the dog?
Can I just say one thing about it?
Please.
Sure.
Can I really? I'm a huge, I don't want to say I was, because I really don't want to throw her under that much of a bus, but man, I am a very big fan of Ellen DeGeneres. Yep. I think she's fantastic. And she really, this is like when a politician steps on it or an athlete steps on it. Mm-hmm. The credibility, you know, it really, when I saw her come out, I said, oh, this is such a sensitive, nice person. This has got to be some sort of unbelievable tragedy.
You don't mean like come out like when she came out on her show.
No, but that took guts too to do that. And right. She had guts to come out. She's been funny. And she seems to always be so tapped in
right.
to what's going on. Like when she hosts her award shows, she is so out of touch. I mean, does she realize how many people are going through crap in the world?
Right.
And she's absolutely losing it on her television show because it's over a dog adopted from a pound?
Hold on. Let me see. What
it's
is
ridiculous.
The latest on this? Publicly, Ellen is playing the part of the crying victim in her war with mutts and moms. Behind the scenes, Ellen has her rep putting the heat on them. Do we have this voicemail thing?
Yes, we do.
Would you find that, please? Wow. Voicemail says we're filing a legal case against you. Mm-hmm. Going to be contacting the media. Not going to be good for your store or your organization. You didn't do the right thing. You need to call back. Well, I guess we'll hear this thing.
Yeah.
So this is the threatening call made
from Ellen's people,
from Ellen's publicist to the people.
This is so stupid. They're going down the wrong road here.
Okay, let's roll it, please. Mm-hmm. And he says,
we're filing a legal case against you. We're going to be contacting the media. This is not going to be good for your store or your organization. You did not do the right thing. You need to call back. You've got a family here in distress.
All right, now, the lady who just left that message,
mm-hmm.
Kelly Bush,
woo!
Nice.
Woo!
Shelly. She says, I didn't leave a threatening message. Well, hold on. We just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
We're filing a legal case against you. We're going to be contacting the media. This is not going to be good for your store or your organization. You did not do the right thing.
Threatening.
You need to call back. You've got a family here in distress.
Okay, so.
Threatening.
I thought you would feel the same way as I do. At this point, it's much ado about nothing.
Well, here's, when you hear the story initially, and you hear the story, if it was just relayed like, oh, man, we're really upset. You know, they came and they tell you, what's the deal? Why don't they get their act together? That's all well and good. You know, and you can side with Ellen's point of view.
Sure.
That you know, a dog goes to a happy home. Why are they screwing with it? But then when she unleashes the power of her media.
In case you live under a rock,
uh-huh.
she adopts a cat. A dog. I'm sorry.
Dog.
The dog doesn't get along with her cats.
Dog fights with her cats.
So they give the dog to somebody else, and the people that run the doggy place say, hold on a second, we approve the doggy to go with live with you and Portia.
You signed a
so
deal.
They go, and they take the dog back.
Mm-hmm. The one question when I heard about this story.
And then she starts her show the other day.
Sobbing.
I mean, with the mascara running down her face, and she's like, I can't go on.
Two things here. Now, I've heard people say that the people that run these shelters where they're getting homes for dogs are a little overzealous. I've never had that happen when I've adopted a pet. I've done that before.
I had to sign it.
But you have to sign stuff. Mm-hmm. But have you, I mean, how much does celebrity play into the fact that this lady from this dog adoption agency went to the home of the people that Ellen gave the dog to and snatched the dog back? And I'd really like to know the answer to that. I mean, did they do this really to everybody? Or do they go, hey, you make a phone call,
Mike,
it's with a happy home.
They're saying that they do, and the latest development is now they've placed the dog in another
happy home.
Hmm. Yeah, that's I heard that. Now. So it's now the family is and, you know, screwed.
You know about the death threats, right?
To the yeah, and see, then that's the bad thing about Ellen. Right. She goes on TV, she starts sobbing. Suddenly, what this lady did sounds like it wasn't that cool,
right.
But now she's getting death threats, which is a little overreaction.
Ellen was on her show today saying, stop with the death threats, stop calling the clinic. God.
Ellen has screwed up. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Here's
here.
What this shows.
Right.
Lesbian women are just as screwed up as straight women. Lesbos have periods. Lesbos have chemical imbalances.
Yep.
Lesbians are just as effed up as straight women.
It has damaged her credibility. It really has, because really we're talking about a dog. Not a dog that was killed. We're talking about a dog who has gone to another home.
And it was a dog that a famous person wanted to adopt.
Right.
And then the famous person gave the dog to a hairdresser and then had to make a big... Just shut up, Ellen.
Yeah, I mean, don't go on your show and cry like you've really lost somebody.
Ellen,
I mean,
is,
it's ridiculous.
She's a normal person like you or me. She puts on her red velvet custom tuxedo trousers one leg at a time.
Uh-huh. Yes, she is. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
I can
it
picture
really
that
is.
Scene at home. Ellen.
I can see why she got along with Anne Heche so well. Just, I really can see
she's
that.
She's a case, isn't
Ellen's
she?
Oiling up Portia.
Right.
The cats are all around them. All of a sudden it's like, oh, get that dog out. I don't like that dog staring at us while we're doing this.
Well, Bean Dip, if you don't like that dog, I'll give that dog to your hairdresser. Would you like me to do that?
Well, Pootie Tootie, like to lick your looty? Yes, I would.
The dog is gone. Get the dog out of here. Call my publicist.
Call the hairdresser. Give it to the hairdresser.
Right.
I think the problem is that just on the surface is that it's Ellen's hairdresser. Have you seen her hair?
it is. It's not Portia's hairdresser.
Oh, I thought it was Ellen's hairdresser.
Okay, it's Ellen's. You know, the only thing I know is when I first saw the very first time I saw this, it was a very brief clip, and I didn't hear the explanation. I just they took it right up to where she was sobbing.
Can I tell you what I thought?
Yes.
I really thought that someone had hurt her. Physically,
in
some way.
That's what it looked
like. Or something horrible had happened to a family member.
Like,
you know,
oh my God, someone broke into my house, and you're not going to believe this.
Where she lost like her brother, I think, who she's very close to, and
and
then all of a sudden it's the story of the dog, and oh God, lunacy. Really,
something, she thought something happened to Barbara Streisand.
Has anybody ever thought? And this just came to me. Uh-huh. This is a beautiful PR move. Why don't we give the dog to Michael Vick?
The dog's already been placed in a home.
But, Mike, I'm saying it'd
I
be
know.
Good PR for the dog.
Sure.
Good PR for our good friend Mike Vick. So misunderstood even to this,
put
to
upon.
This day.
So pretty, so put upon.
Be good for Ellen and Portia.
What is it about dogs? I mean, I love dogs as much as the next guy, but wow. Dogs just seem to,
and the dog's
everybody
fine.
Goes a little wacky.
The dog's fine. As you said, the dog
is. Isn't a little dog? Isn't a little bitty foo-foo dog?
Yeah, right.
Yes,
right.
It's one of those dogs that could not have anything go wrong to it, even though the dog was in one of those places to be adopted. The dog is so goddamn cute.
And lovable.
The dog, much like a good-looking woman. You know what I mean?
You know what? Speaking of that, I had the great misinterpretation, and then when I made it very clear what I was saying, she reacted differently. And that was last night. We're sitting there watching TV, and I said to Carla, I said, "Tell Johnny Fairplay to move over." No, I said, I looked at her and I said,
"The three of you are in bed."
You name dropper.
I said to her, just out of the blue, I said, "What is Beluga's life expectancy?"
Oh,
now wait a minute. I said that because I was legitimately curious.
I know,
and I know. And this is the reason I said it. And she said to me, she said, "Why are you asking that?" I said, "Because I love the little guy." And bam, that was it. All
done.
Of a sudden softened and all that. I said, "I'm just curious. I didn't know whether they live longer than big dogs or a shorter life expectancy."
Carla, who's doing your hair these days?
Yes, let's give the dog away. Give the dog away to your hairdresser.
The thing with a good-looking dog like that is, like, if we, in my bizarro world,
right.
If we chose our women the way we choose stray dogs,
go on.
What I'm saying, I know you follow.
Welcome to Don's world.
I know you follow.
And the spit take.
Mike just spit out his water.
I couldn't swallow that.
You would walk into the girl.
Just the way you say that with your eyebrows raised all matter-of-factly.
You would walk into the girl. You'd walk into the girl pound.
Yes, Charlie.
And they're all in their cages.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now.
And you walk around, we as men, probably with our buddies, with at least one buddy, usually men in groups of two.
There'd be girls, maybe two or three in a cage, each of them smelling each other's butts.
Right.
And you'd walk around. Now, wouldn't you pick the nicest, cutest one?
Well, you're combining. When soon as you said two to three in a cage, you're combining two different things.
Okay,
all right,
it's one girl per cage.
One girl per cage, unless it can be done the same way if you're picking out of a litter. If you're picking out of
a litter of
then
frauds.
You've got a different strategy because you walk up and there are two or three girls in a cage and you have to see which one is the most aggressive, which one is the meekest, or which one's just perfect in between.
Which one can catch a ball, which one can catch a stick.
You know, if one seems to be sickly, frail, you know.
And God forbid my eyesight gives out, I want a seeing eye girl.
But if it's the pound, it would be all different women in different enclosures.
This is why we should not be feeling bad for this dog, because this dog is one of those dogs, as soon as someone walks into an animal rescue shelter or a female rescue shelter, as soon as you see the dog/hot girl, you'd go, oh, my God. Yes, right there. I'll take that dog.
And don't you think that was the dog that Ellen picked? You know, it was probably the pick of the pound.
Yeah,
it was
You go to one of those rescue places, there's a lot of older, big, broken down dogs.
Well, what you see is
older, big, broken down women. Right.
You see a lot of Doberman mixes. You know,
yeah,
a lot of pit bull mixes, a lot of Labrador mixes,
a lot of retriever mixes,
a lot of retriever, a lot of the mutts that are there. You know, they kind of look that standard kind of glassy eyed. Pick me, and I feel bad for those dogs.
Who wants to go to the girl pound this weekend?
The girl pound.
I do.
What a lovely fantasy that would be.
And
you know?
You'd have the store in the mall.
Oh God,
that you'd always want to go to where they would have the hottest girls, like, running on one of those big, gigantic rat wheels in the window.
You know how they have pound puppies? You've heard pound puppies? What you would have is pound, another word.
Uh-huh. That's right.
that you would go for.
Pound pussies. They would be cat toys.
Okay, you
Hello,
go.
Donna Mike Show.
You
Donna
go,
Mike.
Girlfriend.
Yes. Right. I was going to say, when Ellen came on and she was sobbing and saying something terrible that had happened, that I thought that she was going to say Portia came down with tongue cancer.
Oh, dear. That's so unkind in her time of need.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Don, Mike. I was calling to find out if, you know, if Ellen was acting that way, I'm surprised the dog wasn't shipped to Cambodia.
Well, everybody's got something to say about this story, Mike.
Yes, and the crickets did not arrive for that guy, and they should have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. They're saying, though.
Oh, there they are now. A little late arrival for them.
We were late, caught in traffic. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Don, what is that show you're going to this weekend? Regis and who?
And Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci. If you had the choice to watch Regis Philbin and such a...
Come on,
you can't say that. You can't say
and
that.
And I think he was making it up when he got through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He wanted to know if I had the choice, would I watch Ellen and Portia having sex or Regis? And, of course, the answer is I would watch Regis.
Of course.
Having sex with Joey Bishop.
And that's where we part company.
With Joey Bishop as he is now.
I'd like to see Portia de Rossi.
Sure. And Carla just called. She would like to know your life expectancy.
Probably shorter than the dog's. Yeah.
Robbie?
Yes?
Put the Jerry tapes away. There, you hear that sound?
Ouch.
That's the sound of a disappointed audience.
Oh. Oh.
You know what that is? That's the sound of 200 million broken dreams.
Oh.
Don't worry. There's always Jerry around. We got something we didn't get to yesterday. We're going to get to it next.
Uh-huh. I just hope they find a nice home for that dog.
Don't cry, Mike.
I really do.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, leave Craig alone now.
He was out of the friggin' park yesterday, home run.
Good, good, good.
I am telling you, a bases loaded. Let Manny be Manny. Let Craig be Craig.
I cannot wait.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay, 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 gay.
You have another selection you'd like to play for us?
My mistake on our hit blitz.
That was the occasion.
We sure would not want to play I'm a Girl Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
That sure don't make sense.
What do you got for us?
That's true.
Here we go.
That's right.
We don't want to watch girls.
The Don and Mike Show.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to play Love in My Tummy?
No, I do. I had the wrong Where is gay? Oh, you moved it.
No, it's always been 41.
Has it always been 41?
Yeah.
41.
Where's the other gay? Oh, here it is.
Isn't that number
Like a homosexual?
All right. No, I'm ready. Let's take it all again from the top, please.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
John's gay.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay? Like a homosexual?
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Okay, that's there close it is. Enough. That's close enough.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Gay.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it all works. It all works together.
Let's get to it from yesterday's USA Today national newspaper. I wonder if Craig Wilson gets to write his own opinion on what's going on in the world.
All right, very good. I'm looking forward to it.
We weren't here yesterday because of our meetings and stuff.
Right.
But we're here today. Let's get to it. From the pages of the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
However you swing, you should know the cost.
Like all of you, I'm not without my vices. I'm not going to tell you what they are, of course. I have some pride left, and my mother is still alive. Well,
right,
that's
right out of the chute.
That's a winning paragraph to
so
mom.
To speak.
My mother's still alive.
But I will say there are relatively mundane. They are relatively mundane by today's standards. I have never, for instance, headed out for a night at a swingers club dressed head to toe in latex. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. I bring up vices because Peter Sagal, host of NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me, is out this week with a book of vice. Very, very naughty things.
And how to do them.
Wow.
Wow.
Told you it's a four-bagger, Mike.
So to speak again. The title alone is enough to assure a bestseller boy. Or at least a million mauled copies in bookstores. An antidote to Bill Bennett's Book of Virtues, maybe.
The Golf Guide to Excessive Misbehavior in a Life of Vice touches on what he called imaginatively naughty thing, boy.
Are you ready?
Okay, hold on. I didn't read this line. You're the big winner.
Oh. Sex clubs? Gluttony, gambling, consumption
of what?
Lying.
I will admit to telling a lie on occasion, but I'm not very good at it. Not to worry. The Gaul tells how we can more effectively lie in just 5 easy steps.
But the chapter on consumption interested me most. Because I've always been amused by the concept of buying stuff just for show. Sagal says his own experience with purchasing luxury items has been limited both by interest and by budget. I can relate, boy.
He tells the story of shopping for a handbag for his wife, wandering into an upscale New York City store where I made the ultimate mistake. He asked the price. $5.50, they said. And they weren't talking $5.50.
Afterward, while talking to an expert in the art of consumption, Sagal learns the first rule of being a conspicuous consumer. Never ask the price. You're not supposed to care.
I'm not much of a consumer, boy. Some may remember, I went a year once without buying anything except food and necessities. He's an odd old queen, isn't he?
He is.
But I have to admit, when I do buy something, I like to know how much it is. Call me old-fashioned.
Not always easy these days. I find at the higher-end stores, the policy is they don't want you to know how much something is. You have to hunt and hunt and hunt for the price.
Does this start over?
I think we have to begin again. You're listening to The Final Word, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a good song.
By our good friend, Craig Wilson.
Well, where were we? Oh, Hunt and Hunt.
And the people who work in those stores follow the policy without question. In truth, they don't really work there. They're just accessories. Models who stand and pose. Lovely to look at, but do not disturb.
On occasion, when feeling a little naughty myself, I've been known to ask one of the models if he's a clerk and if he could find a price for me. They seem a bit irritated when I do this.
They also give me that withering, "Do you really think you can afford anything here? Look."
Then, once I'm told the price, I flee, because in truth, I really can't afford anything there.
I'm sorry, I'm the winner.
You have won. I'm at sorry. The very end of
I
the finish line.
The last
you have
two
won.
Lines.
Everybody won.
Right.
By the way, a one-piece cat suit at the latex store is $299.
There it is.
But as they say, if you have to ask.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Bravo.
Yay. Isn't he wonderful?
Thank you so much. You won at the very end a cat suit at the latex. He's priced them. Oh, my God.
These are so good.
Sex clubs, gluttony, gambling, consumption, lying.
Swingers club dressed in latex, head to toe, my mother is still alive.
Oh, my God. Excessive misbehavior and a life of vice. Oh, that's what he likes. Imaginatively naughty things.
Very naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Gluttony. Consumption.
The column had an illustration this week, which it doesn't usually have. It was a cartoon of a rubber suit and a mask hanging from pink clothespins.
By the way, a one-piece cat suit at the latex store is $299.
Right.
Hello, latex store. This is Wilson. Craig.
Do you think he did it over the phone, or do you think he walked in there and just said, oh, this would fit me?
They know him from caller ID. Yes. Latex store. Hello, Craig. Is my cat suit there?
I just love to walk up to the models, the accessories, as I like to call them. Oh, clerk, what's the price of this garment?
I still have some pride left. And my mother's still alive.
I once went a year without buying anything except food and necessities.
Cold cream. KY.
What are those necessities?
Vaseline.
Oh, I just like that one today.
Nipple cramp.
That clamps. Get me my nipple clamps.
All right. Thank you very much, Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
And now, before Buzz, the awkward tape that Rob has from the Today Show.
You guys have been talking about this for the whole show.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Rob was shocked.
There's the chick on the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Uh-huh. Hoda
Kotb.
Kotb.
Is her name.
I like Hoda.
And because they're getting close to ratings time, nothing sells ratings like cancer.
Oh, dear.
Robin Roberts from Good Morning America
recently
went on and announced that she had breast cancer and she was going to get treatment for it.
Right.
NBC, I guess, felt a little left behind. It turns out that Hoda Kotb had breast cancer as well way back in February, but they're just pulling her out now to put her on national TV at 7:30 in the morning to talk about it.
The timing sounds a little odd.
Because it's breast cancer awareness month.
So the timing isn't odd, so at least they have that.
But what shocked me, I really was genuinely shocked, they revealed this morning that she had had a mastectomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they did like probably 7 or 8 minutes, and they reran it in the fourth hour.
So having said all of that as a setup, nothing funny about that topic for sure.
Right.
But while this chick on the Today Show, Hoda Kotb, is talking about what it was like, listen to her talk about breasts.
Okay.
I've never been that attached to my breast. I don't really identify with. It's not my thing, you know.
Your hair's your thing.
My hair's my thing.
Your breasts are not your thing.
No, they're not my thing. And in fact, I was saying this back then. I remember. I said, if you put up like 30 pairs of breasts and said, like, pick yours, I'd be like, probably those, but they could be those. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You get what we're
now.
Talking
I
about.
Understand. Now it's just kind of oogie a little bit. It's an interesting
it's a weird
little
thing. They're having a real discussion about something this woman has been through, and all of a sudden, I got in my mind the picture of Hoda Kotb looking at a wall of 30 breasts.
And do you think you know? You bring
60
up the
breasts.
Fact. You bring
60,
up.
I'm sorry. That's right. 30 pairs. Sorry.
It is
that.
Just a little. It's a little different when they bring up the timing that she had this back in February,
mm-hmm. and she just now has come with the.
Do you think she did it following the Robin Roberts, or do you think that maybe this, who knows? No one can ever answer that question.
But there was,
stupid question to ask.
They had footage of, she did like a video diary like right before and right after the surgery.
Oh, she did.
The only thing that really bothered
sure,
me is.
Sure, she wanted the job on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. She thought, I'm sick, I might as well get some cameras going.
When they interviewed her, Ann Curry didn't have her shoes on. That,
really?
That bothered me.
Was Ann Curry using her very special sad voice?
Oh, my God. She was triple Ann Curry.
Here was the sound when Ann Curry took her shoes off.
Play just the beginning. There's another cut on today's disc.
Oh, yeah?
I think you should hear a little of Ann Curry.
Ann Curry with her sad voice, which I cannot stand.
Condescending, patronizing
right.
Ann.
Absolutely.
Ann Curry.
This is the drippiest, saddest Ann Curry ever.
Okay. All right.
Cut number two.
It's the long one. Okay.
Does she go as low as she can with the voice? I have to tell you right now. Here we go.
This
I'm
is like
Curry.
When I interviewed Angelina Jolie.
You're not as my viewers, you're not bright enough to be sad, so I have to use my sad voice to show you to be sad.
We take my big size 12s out.
That's the sound every time her pumps are removed.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And I you know what I always come back to? Cancer survivors.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. She diminishes the seriousness of it, even with her style. Like, we have to be, God.
Well, people and also, she has to make it about her.
Yes, she has to marry herself to the situation.
People ask me who my favorite people to interview are. Well, I'll tell you. Cancer survivors.
Oh, God.
And rock stars.
I'm Ann Curry. God, my dogs are killing me.
Let me slip these shoes off.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And I you know what I always come back to? Cancer survivors.
Really? Why?
Wouldn't you love to see Hoda come back and say to her, and do people that you say that to say you're full of it?
That bitch!
Yeah. That's when Hoda hit her.
I'd like to see that. I really would.
If you do, what about if you just take survivors out of that? Hold on a second.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And I you know what I always come back to? Cancer.
You just edited that right there.
Perfect.
You just edited that right there.
Insensitive Ann Curry.
How Annie. Dare she?
Poor people Annie. Ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And you know what I always come back to? Cancer.
That's her reply to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally out of context with a move of a button.
Let's talk about those 60 breasts on the wall.
Yes.
Which
and
are
incidentally,
yours?
While I'm doing that, would you mind if I slipped out of these shoes?
Annie, put shoes, those back on.
They remind me of cancer.
Yes, I'm Ann Curry.
My foot odor.
I marry myself to every tragedy, and I use my sad voice because I don't feel you, the viewers, are bright enough to understand that something's sad unless I go down though like this.
I'm going to look at the camera now. I'm going to nod and go,
yes. I'm so worried about my image of a nice person.
People ask me, what's it like being 7'8"? And I tell them, cancer.
You have a total closet full of floor-length skirts.
I simply must get a pedicure.
Oh, Ann Curry without shoes. Imagine the camera goes off and she's like, my dogs are killing me. Jesus. I got a bunion that would stop a racehorse.
Hey, Hoda, right, give me a letter opener so I can work on this ingrown.
All right, you got your tape in the show, Robbie. Hey, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. This is the news.
Buzz Gurley, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
We'll find out here.
What about weed? Is there gonna be any weed?
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Right,
Now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Before, anyway,
before we enjoy today's entree, allow me to serve you a salad of stuff that's come in this afternoon.
All right.
First of all, Pam Anderson's plans for a Las Vegas strip club have been canceled.
Oh.
For the last 3 years, she's been working with the owner of the strip club chain known as Scores to open a new club in Las Vegas based on her. The club was to have been called The Burning Bush.
VD.
And her super, pretty much the same thing. And her supersized sign would have been large enough for cars to drive between her legs for a car wash. She said the spray would come from, quote, you know where.
Oh, God. She's a lady.
Plans are off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
She's a lady.
Thought it might hurt her reputation.
She's always a woman to me.
Britney Spears. Oh, by the way, and she is working in Vegas right now as an assistant in a magic act. She
yeah, will, I've seen that guy. Mm-hmm.
She will carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding.
But she's always a woman to me.
Britney Spears, meanwhile, has been told she's not allowed to see her kids for a while. A county commissioner has suspended her visitation rights.
I tell you, everything I see, it doesn't look like she really cares that much.
I get that impression, too. Suspended this time because she failed to turn in some contact information for her random drug tests.
What those kids are, they are speed bumps on her way back to the top.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. Throw them out, let KFED deal with them,
yep.
And do what you do best. Put that little Catholic schoolgirl outfit on and shake your moneymaker for Dad.
That's right. It always gets back to that. You got the steaming undies for Britney, don't you?
Yeah.
You still do, no matter what she goes through. Even when you see that greasy little hair weave.
Shake it like all you can.
I'd scrub her. I'd scrub her with a Brillo pad. I would.
You like that movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Christina Ricci, right? When he has her chained up.
Oh, yeah. Black Snake Moan.
I love that movie.
Yes, I would go Black Snake Moan on her ass. Mm-hmm. In a loving way, though, Mike.
Right. Of course.
Very loving.
I wouldn't chain her to a whatever you chain her
no,
to.
No, you just
movie.
Scrub her with a Brillo pad. Yeah, Daddy's going to make it all right, Brittany.
Unless she wanted to be chained.
She looks up. I'm clean, y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
I'm y'all.
A couple of celebrity deaths today. One we mentioned, of course, former Rat Packer Joey Bishop, whose TV sidekick was Regis Philbin. He's gone, Joey Bishop is, at the age of 89. Also gone today, Deborah Carr from the movie The King and I and also From Here to Eternity. And Joe Torre has turned down the Yankees offer, the one-year contract. He's out of there.
Joe quit. Ah, good for
he
him.
He turned down that offer for a third.
Round of applause for the enemy.
Season.
Round of applause for the worthy adversary.
Do you think that it was an actual good faith offer?
I don't know. I think it's a... You never know what goes on behind the scenes, but if it is on the face value what it is that they came to him and they said, hey, we'll give you a one-year contract, and he said, go scratch with what you put me through, I don't blame him a
well,
bit.
Steinbrenner is blowing spit bubbles now, and his two retarded sons, one of which... Seriously, it looks to me like Frankenstein, the guy that I saw on TV, who wants to be like a baby Steinbrenner.
Yeah, he wants to take over the team.
I think he's the guy that's running the show.
Yeah, did they mention anything about who the replacement's going to be? Is it going to be Don Mattingly? Is it going to be
I will check on that.
Joe Girardi?
During the break, but in the story about Joe Torre, that was not mentioned. So let me see if anything's
I don't blame. I mean, really, if it is what they say it is, that they really legitimately offered him the job for another year and he told him to go scratch, that makes total sense.
Can I throw out a name? I know this is not sports talk radio, and you're not really a Yankees fan.
Are you talking about throwing out a name for manager of the New York Yankees?
Billy Crystal.
Perfect.
Oh, that would be great. In a perfect world, Don. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world.
We call the season 700 Sundays.
All right, let's go. Let's go out and play.
Because Oscar loves home runs. Oscar
Yankees, Oscar. Yankees, who will win?
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Some of us already know about this. The televisions that we all grew up with, all of us, are going away. The kind of television set we've been watching since around 1953 will soon be no more. And yesterday, Best Buy took the last of the old-fashioned tube-type TV sets off the shelves to make more room for digital high-def sets.
I'm going to cry like Ellen about that dog. I'll tell you a real-life discussion I had with Rob over the weekend.
Please.
Both of us were bemoaning the fact that while moving things around in our homes, we realized we had televisions that we must throw away.
Yes, eventually.
And it kills us.
You don't have to
throw away. Well, Buzz, they're going to be antiquated.
Yes, they are.
Sooner rather than later.
That's true.
I took three beautiful color sets to Goodwill.
Really?
There's just no need for them, and they're going to be useless. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give these to Robert when he moved out.
You're talking about emotional attachment to the box. You have a replacement box.
I guess, but it's a color television.
It's not like a dog pound is coming to take your dog back.
Yes, it is a lot like that.
I gave all of mine to Melwood.
Did you?
They can use them, actually.
Oh, no.
I can tell you how.
They called and said, how do we change the power on this microwave?
Good for you.
I figure I could get away with it because they're all broken, but you know, they're not going
to. You taped a picture to it?
Good for you.
Taped a picture of J.C. Hayward to the tube. I got rid of a TV that still had the top dial and then the bottom dial for the UHF.
Oh, wow.
And it still has a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. And I just had to give it away.
You would have kept it if you had been allowed.
Absolutely.
You don't have to. On February 18th, 2009, TV stations will stop transmitting on channels 2 through 13. Those frequencies go back to the government, which will then reassign them for other communications uses. The old-fashioned sets will still work, provided they're connected to a converter box that'll sell for about $60.
And won't the old sets also still work if you want to do a VCR, DVD, video game system?
Sure.
Whatever you got running through them now, they'd
still
be able to work.
I think even DirecTV works.
Yeah, absolutely. If you hook up some kind of box, whether it's a cable box or a satellite box that does receive the new digital television signals, then that will act as your converter box for the old-fashioned TV.
How many old TVs do you have in your house, Rob?
Right now, mm-hmm. I'm down to having only 6 TVs.
6 TVs total?
Yeah. I had to get rid of 3.
All right. No, but how many old ones do you have?
I only have 1 digital.
Okay. All right. So yeah. The rest of them are old. So you got 5.
5 that will eventually need to be replaced.
Same here. And how many do you have that are old TVs, that are tube TVs?
We just gave away 2 to friends over the weekend.
Friends.
Same as Rob. Yeah. And we still got 2 more old ones down in the basement.
Right. I got 2 old ones.
And everything else is brand new.
Yeah. I'm like Rob. I have 5 old ones and 1 digital.
Or not brand new. I don't mean it like that. I mean, bought like in the last 10 years.
Right.
I have 2 old ones and the rest are you know, the new modern
Very
ones.
Good. Well, you're ahead of us. You're moving into.
You want to know how many of the new modern ones I have? 73.
And the small. And how big is the smallest one?
50 inches.
Who wants to go to the girl pound?
I do.
Let's go.
I like the girl pound.
See if there's any strays.
Maybe we can trade TVs for it.
At the girl pound.
Hey, that's a song.
Now, will the prices of the digitals come way down? It's going to happen.
They already
right?
are, and they'll come down even more. Obviously, after February 18th, 2009, they should come down quite a lot.
Because at the
then.
End of January 2009, I'm putting all of my TVs on eBay.
Good luck with that. Next year, by the way, we're talking about those $60 converters you can get. Next year, the government will make available to each home 2 $40 coupons for those converter boxes.
Seems like a gigantic ripoff to me. Sounds to me like the government's just trying to squeeze us out. I don't understand all of this.
Do you smell lobbyists in this?
Yeah.
Do you spend the manufacturers are making sure?
As we've just surmised, really, the old TVs still can work.
Yes. Right.
But the hype that you're hearing is, oh, my God, by 2009, if you don't have the brand new TV.
You got to run out and buy yourself a new TV.
Here's where the government and big corporations cash in. Those the upper channels, the UHF channels, 14 and above, those are the channels we're now using for the new high-def television signals. The old channels 2 through 13, the government will actually sell off some of those to industry for their use in communications. That's what happens to
I'm
those.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. I understand. No, I don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to put channel 2 through 13. It's all going to be the Imus show.
Hold on a second. I play about this is about television again.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I played this game with Rob today. I'll play it with you guys.
All right?
Unless you've seen the story. You know, Imus is returning to radio.
Right.
Do you have any idea what network it is rumored will be simulcasting his show? Have you guys heard the news?
I might have heard the rumor.
I've not heard which TV network.
All right, well then, Buzz, you're a DirecTV aficionado.
Uh-huh.
They want you to think of all of the channels.
Okay.
Think of possibly the most worthless channel, and I'll give you an example that I gave Rob.
Uh-huh.
The channel that Imus is going to sign with is worse than Versus. You know, the VS channel that shows hockey?
Yeah.
It's worse than CNBC. It's worse than MSNBC. It's worse than the new Fox Business Channel.
Well, let me start at the bottom. The worst, I think, would be DirecTV 101, their own channel.
Better than that.
Okay.
It is a real network.
A real network.
Well, so it wouldn't be FX. USA.
USA.
Too good.
USA would be the stratosphere.
Is it Oxygen?
Oxygen would be upper tier compared to this network.
Is it CMT?
CMT is...
I'd say he's getting warmer.
Yeah, but But really, CMT is a real network, though.
Yeah.
So it's not even a real network.
You may not even know it.
I might not.
It's something called the RFD network.
Oh, I've seen it.
Like the rural?
That's it.
It's Channel 3.
Like Mayberry RFD.
Yeehaw.
Rural free delivery.
It's 273, isn't it?
We've watched polka on it before.
They have on the weekend mornings, they have a polka show, and then it's like all bass fishing.
Rural free delivery, right?
Something like that, right? Yeah. It's magnificent. You got to watch the polka show with Jimmy Stern.
I've turned it on before and watched the polka show and also watched a show about livestock, like where they bring a cow out.
Oh, it's the farmer's channel.
And they show how much it's going to go for.
That's probably the safe one. Hey, the farmers probably love him.
Yeah, fire it up there, baby.
Well, let's go. I'm going to go. I don't know what network I'm on or not. I'm
going to have to remember to add that to my favorites.
Stupid idiots.
The RFD network.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And great for polka.
That's
the Jimmy
scary.
Stir polka show.
Good luck to him. So anyway, we started with some showbiz notes, the news about television sets. All of that, I think, a much nicer lead than the one about the president talking about World War III. Yesterday, the president said that Iran getting nuclear weapons raises the risk of a World War III. Earlier this week, Russia's president warned the U.S. not to attack Iran to try to
stop. We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel.
There he is.
So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III,
it
seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
Oh, God. Nuclear.
Discuss among yourselves.
Someone told him before that press conference, listen, here's your key word today.
Right.
Key words.
Right.
World War III. Don't care how you say it, just throw them out there. Say you enjoyed a peanut butter sandwich today, say that you like dill pickles, and oh yeah, World War III.
It's scary.
Just throw it in there.
Jesus, we still have a year to go, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my God.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Wow.
And if World War III doesn't get you, the diseases might. We've just learned that a Mexican man with a highly contagious form of tuberculosis.
Crossed
the U.S. border 76 times and took a number of flights within the United States last year.
There he is.
Customs was warned about this guy back in April, but it took Homeland Security more than 6 weeks to alert its people.
Hello, pussycats. I'm coming up for the cheese.
Oh, yeah? I'd just like to see you try him.
His name, Alberto Gonzalez.
And it took 7 weeks to notify the Transportation Security Agency.
Adios, senores.
Hi, Speedy.
He's Speedy.
I love Speedy.
Yeah. A staph germ that's resistant to drugs is now killing more Americans every year than the AIDS virus.
I want to talk about this. I'm in getting my physical today.
There's a lot to
say. And the nurse at the back of Dr. Perry's office today looks over. I said, so how bad is this? And she looks up. This is a medical professional. Kind of looks at me and says, really bad.
It is.
And really? The look on her face really freaked me out.
Sure. Understand. Let me tell you about it a little bit, and then we can ask questions and discuss. It's a microbial infection that over the years has gone from completely treatable to completely untreatable. It was chased by antibiotics over the years, and as it was, it grew stronger. Now the usual antibiotics are useless against it. 94,000 Americans are infected by it every year. 19,000.
A staph infection was something we got when we all screwed the same chick.
Not quite.
Back in the day.
This was named after the staff at WJFK Fairfax, though.
19,000 people a year die because of this infection, and it can spread by casual contact.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, today, as of today, 21 schools are closed in one county of Virginia downstate because
this is really weird.
An outbreak of this drug-resistant staph germ.
MJ.
It has also turned up in Washington, D.C. and Maryland schools and four other states. There's been at least one death so far.
I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm Michael Todd Hughes. I'm telling you, I've got it.
I'm in a sports shirt, and it's casual contact.
You know, we have Typhoid Mary. We have the Typhoid Mary. Uh-huh. Her name's Rosie O'Donnell. Didn't she have the staph infection?
For a month and a half.
When her hand was all
gnarled and stuff.
Exactly.
It can, in fact, develop as a flesh-eating bacteria as well. Not always, but sometimes.
Anything that makes her have more flesh?
And that's right here. This is where it's happening, like in our backyard.
It has turned up in, I believe, a dozen schools here in Montgomery County, Maryland, and a half dozen schools in Fairfax County, just over the state line from here, other side of D.C.
Areas that we drive through.
I know.
Say something. I'm sure it's not a problem at private schools.
Casual contact.
You folks with kids in private schools, don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying nothing. Like
my kids, private school, I got to tell you something. They have the balls to keep sending me stuff like give money to the school.
Right.
Sure. Like, hey, you tools, I got news for you. You charged more for my kid to go to grade school mm-hmm. than it cost me to send him to a big time college. Right. Kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. He's out of there.
You've done your bit.
You should send them a bill. You can say, you know, maybe you should give me something back.
That'll work.
Sure.
Yeah, that definitely will work.
Speaking of schools, should 11-year-olds be given birth control pills? That's the question we'll try to answer when we return.
Well, the answer is yes.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. See?
I got the answer for all you guys. See this? This is my, what does he say in the movie?
Anchorman?
This is John L. Sullivan.
John L. Sullivan.
And this is Jack Johnson.
Right.
This is John L. Sullivan, and this is Jack Dempsey. They're ready to go. Fighting words.
All right, Buzz, what's next?
A birth control pills for 11-year-olds.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
For it.
Oh, stop it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow, boring.
I know, that's not nice.
These people have lost their minds.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, what have we here?
I'll tell you one thing we don't have.
I have never heard of a man having breast cancer, okay?
No, I've not. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A school in Portland, Maine is offering birth control pills and patches to students, some of whom are 11 years old. These are 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Hello, W.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
WZAN.
Uh-huh.
Hello, WZAN.
The local school.
Well, what have we here?
Dad, I was listening to 970 in Portland, and I was wondering if I could share this chocolate cake with you, Father.
Why, of course, Charlie. Let me just slip on a condom.
Opa. Kiss me, Opa.
Have some chocolate cake. And milk.
I'll give you the answers, Dad. Oh, you give me the questions.
Absolutely.
The answer is a full kiss on the mouth.
Let me stand in back of you, Charlie, so you can't see me.
The question is, what do I want from my daddy? Charlie.
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 Well, what have we here?
Oh-ho!
You spoke about us to Rob Morrow today, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, indeed, right after I took my Viagra.
The local school board there in Portland, Maine, last night approved this plan, making the King Middle School the first middle school in that state to provide the entire range of contraceptive options.
Hi, it's King Middle School.
Contraceptive options for 11-year-olds?
Uh-huh.
Larry King Middle School.
What the bleep happened here?
Exactly.
Here, kids.
What happened, Larry?
Get your rubbers. Now, get your pills.
This particular school, for the past 7 years, it's been condoms only. Condoms have been provided at this school for the last 7 years.
Welcome to Larry King Middle School, where all the kids have to wear hard shoes.
And black suspenders.
And, sure, you like geography? Right, sure.
Whoa.
And yes, it's very rare on a nationwide basis for a middle school to provide pills and patches for birth control.
Yeah, no S.
In Topeka, Kansas yesterday, one school was ordered to stop handing out even condoms after the local school board found out it had been going on for a month.
That's why I got a vasectomy when I was 11.
Good for you, Rob. Stop bragging about it.
You were your full size, though, when you were 11.
I was.
They did it based on height.
I was full size at age 3. I haven't grown since. Just out.
Hi, Dad.
That may have been one of the first things I said. I only go bareback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I mean, out of the womb.
When you spoke.
Out of the womb. Spoke. Yeah, that's it. Only bareback.
And the House today could not muster enough votes to override President Bush's veto of the health care bill for poor children known as the S-CHIP. Under the plan that was proposed, even some middle-class kids would have been covered.
Another victory for stupidity.
Now, one of O.J. Simpson's co-defendants in that sports memorabilia robbery says the guns were O.J.'s idea. Quoting memorabilia trader Walter Alexander, O.J. said, hey, just bring some firearms. Alexander says Simpson told him the guns were just for show.
I think he may be in very serious trouble
might
now.
Might be toast. Alexander quotes Simpson as saying,
I'm still betting on juice.
You think juice is going to pull out of this one?
The juice will always remain loose.
It could be.
That's really
interesting.
Really, right. I think no matter what it is, he's the Teflon. He is the Teflon Don. Uh-huh.
Think so, but it just seems to me when they get the guys to flip on you.
He's the John Gotti of former star athletes who cut off their wives' heads.
There are more witnesses involved this time, yes, though, and because they've made the deals.
There was lots of witnesses with John Gotti.
Yeah, you're right.
He's juice, Mike. He's
we'll
lucky.
See. I think he's going to go. I think he's going up the river.
I think it could go either way, honestly. This Walter Alexander quotes Simpson again saying, you know, so these people know we mean business. OJ's lawyer says you can't believe Mr. Alexander because, quote, he was negotiating for a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's a reference to the deal Alexander got from prosecutors in exchange for his damning testimony. Of
Jason Alexander, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. But as we discussed it in the Mike Vick case and all these other cases, there's right. nothing unusual about that guys right. roll over on other guys all mm-hmm. the time.
Right. In exchange for a break. But then the other side always argues, well, the only reason he's saying that is because he was offered a deal. Mm-hmm. Simpson's lawyer maintains there were no guns at all and that OJ never requested that anybody bring them. Here's something nobody saw coming. Renowned movie director Francis Ford Coppola dissing three of America's actors, Pacino, De Niro, and Nicholson. Coppola directed Al Pacino in The Godfather and Robert De Niro, as well as Pacino, in Godfather 2.
What would his possible complaint be with those guys?
And although his name was not in the credits, Coppola also directed Jack Nicholson in Roger Corman's movie The Terror. Now, Coppola tells GQ magazine that all three actors have disappointed him as they have gotten older and richer.
Wow, boring.
He says they've gotten lazy and lost their passion. All three actors have declined to comment or respond.
The guy, he's gotten bitter and fat. That's what it sounds like to me.
Make some more ass wine, Mr. Coppola. And tell your goddamn daughter, you know what that Bill Murray movie was? That was called A Once-in-a-Lifetime Blind Squirrel Finds a Nut.
I agree. Jesus. I do.
I thought that from day one with the
and good call putting your daughter in Godfather 3. Ah! Really, brilliant move. That wasn't nepotism at its worst.
Lost in translation, I swear to God. Don't drink. Don't take over-the-counter or prescription meds to make you go to sleep. If you're tired, turn on Lost in Translation.
Oh, God, I don't know. It's Lost in Translation to me when I watch that movie.
And if that movie won't put you to sleep, call one of the pretentious asses you know who thinks it's a cinematic divorce and let them tell you what a great movie it is. Mm-hmm. I promise you'll be sleeping.
What I remember about Lost in Translation is when we were making the train trip up and back to New York, mm-hmm. we got off the train and Mike handed me the DVD of Lost in Translation. He said, you want this?
And I said, it was that bad.
I said, that'd be great. Thanks. Where's the box? He said, I don't know.
I don't know. I wanted to get it out of my possession.
You didn't even
as
want it.
As soon as possible. Bill Murray just being blah for the whole movie.
He should just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a big, fat, straight Bruce Valanche at this point.
Hey, I saw Bruce Valanche on one of those websites with no beard. A clean-shaven Bruce Valanche.
How is that, Mike?
It looked like a donut without a hole. Seriously, his face looked like a beignet.
And that's not the only place he shaved.
Oh.
All of Jack Nicholson's skirt chasing could lead to an early grave. In fact, a new study says...
What about the vagina?
New study says this is why men age faster and die sooner than females. The competition for sex. Scientists compared monogamous species of animals with those who mate with as many females as possible. And they found that the animals who play the field die younger. Live fast, die hard.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's worth it. Is there anything better, seriously, than sex?
No,
come on.
Science. And playing the field, as we all do, to this day. The married ones and the non-married ones.
Scientists.
We play the field.
Let's all go out tonight.
Let's not run down the hill. Let's walk down.
To the pound.
To the pound.
To the girl pound.
The girl pound.
Scientists say it's the competition among males for sex that takes its toll on their longevity. Oh, well, longevity isn't everything.
Wouldn't it be great to call the girl over and go, come here, I like that blonde. Come here. What's her name? Let me see the tag. What's your name? What's your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
You know, it's one thing, but when you adopt, you do have to sign the paperwork and all that stuff. Maybe if it was a little, almost like a car, you know, like a car dealership where it's like, yeah, let me give this one
Hold
a try
on,
for
I
the weekend.
I got it. Welcome to Girl Max.
Yeah.
Girl Max.
And yeah. here's
Car Max.
Here's the best thing. We buy any woman.
Right.
We don't care how sick of her you are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We buy any woman. Come
Absolutely.
Out, pick out another woman, or no matter what is wrong with the girl you're with now, we will buy her at Don and Mike's Girl Max. Not to be confused with Donna Mike's Girl Pound.
Girl Pound.
And there's a 10-point safety check.
The good thing about Girl Pound is if, God forbid, a woman goes unwanted, they put them down painlessly.
Okay, yeah, you had to. Right. And I know that brings you a great deal of joy.
And once a week on the Channel 9 News, Howard Bernstein would sit there and go.
And stroke a woman?
Now, sitting next to me is a woman named Beth Ann McBride. Now, Beth Ann has been living in the North Carolina area for a couple of years.
Wouldn't you like to find a home? Couldn't you give this lovely lady a home?
She is sweet. She is a little high maintenance.
She
but
likes
very
corduroys.
Loyal. Yes. Very loyal.
Extremely loyal.
She's good with other girls.
That's if you don't want her to be put down. Then if you don't care about that thing, you go to Girl Max. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And trade in. You know, not really even trade in. You can actually sell outright.
Just outright sell
cash for any woman.
You could conceivably sell the old woman at the Car Max, at the Girl Max,
and buy a car.
And then you could either buy another woman, or you could actually sell the car, just get the money for it, sell the girl, and then go over to the Girl Pound.
That's what the smart money.
Then it's
is.
A win-win.
Absolutely.
All of this Girl Max, Car Pound, Girl Pound, Girl Max.
It gets confusing after a while.
But we're running out of time. Buzz?
Yes.
I know somewhere out there there's some businessman writing this down, and we're going to be kicking ourselves.
I know.
At some point in the future when we see the ads.
Another brilliant idea like we've had for years.
That you keep giving away.
Larry Flint's Girl Max.
Yeah, welcome to Girl Max.
Finally, while we're on this page, the funny things women do sometimes.
Hey, but gals, if you're listening right now, you should know. We kid because we love.
Amen. Sorry.
Now, really, really seriously, girls, get your man's dinner on the table.
Bingo, baby.
And the funny things they do. In Mumbai, India, doctors have removed a 3-inch section of toothbrush from a woman's nose. The 31-year-old housewife apparently was brushing hard when her husband accidentally bumped into her. The toothbrush snapped and part of it went up her nose. A couple of months later, she saw a doctor about it.
She's got to go to the Pound.
In Athens, Ohio.
Put her down.
What about this woman? In Athens, Ohio, a woman is accused of digging up her ex-boyfriend's grave and stealing his ashes, apparently because she was steamed about not being invited to his funeral.
Wow.
48-year-old Martha La Follette.
Wonder why she wasn't invited.
Capital L, small a. Had lived with Roger Barber during the last 5 years of his life. Police recently found Roger's urn at the home of one of Martha's relatives. The prosecutor says he wishes he could charge her with aggravated stupid.
He wishes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
No, no,
yes.
No, no.
And on that happy note, we got to go. Back tomorrow with a new episode. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
I got a job. I'm in New Orleans with Peter North.
Giovanni's. And the asthma filatas.
Chef Duke.
Safe home, Hoda. Oh.
Peter North.
He already said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can say RJ.
Ron Jeremy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.